participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitation for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Can you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more blame than most poppies in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Stop on the run.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Okay, everybody.
Yeah.
There he is.
What?
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 And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. St. Louis, Joe Fitz.
What?
And all the ships that
what?
Day. What? And now, the most electrifying men in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, a new episode on this Wednesday, January 9th. We love your telephone calls. Please call the show. Here's the national number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. Lots to talk about D.C. today on the show, of course. Michael Jordan, the weather, the effing weatherman. D.C., here's your hotline, 202-432-1067. New York City on WNEW. You can call us at 877-692-1027. Today, the two nerds from Seattle, they, in fact, did slip in the mention on the Today Show.
How about those boys? Twice, right?
Yeah, at the beginning and the end. We'll get to that in a second. If you want to see pictures of them, one of them at least, receiving his lap dance,
yes,
go to WNEW.com and click on the little icon that says Strippers Sent to Star Wars Geeks. And you can see the guy in the orange jumpsuit.
Wonderful.
Incidentally, the same outfit he was wearing this morning when he was interviewed on the Today Show as he was slumped in the street, in a sleeping bag.
Don't give up. Is it like one of those prison jumpsuits?
No, it's an orange jacket.
Okay.
But the way he looked on television today, I mean,
he's a little gamey already.
These guys are beyond losers.
Right.
I mean, seeing them, putting the faces now with the voices that we've heard, they're beyond losers, but I do want to give them their props.
There are losers, Don.
Because right out of the shoot, they did give us the hello, and then also right at the very end, so we'll call those guys in a second. I want to start today's show with a solicit. Anyone in the tri-state area, you can just come on down to the Don and Mike broadcast headquarters here at 57th and 7th. We are looking for guys and girls for the slap-off.
Yes.
Now, we've never played this game in New York, so we'll tell you how this goes.
Very simple.
And we have great prizes today. We have a cash prize of $100 for each winner, for the guy and the girl winner, and a Sony DVD player.
That's a good prize.
So we have good prizes and cash. Here's the deal. First two guys to show up will be eligible to play. Same with the girls.
Yes.
Guys, we bring you here in the studio, and you slap each other in the face until one of you can take it no more.
That is it. It was a war of attrition, and, some guys have begged out. Some guys have gone the distance, and it's a fascinating competition.
But I'm telling you that for 2002, we're going to make it more violent, meaning that the slaps are going to be harder.
You mean we might need an autopsy at the end of this, or what?
In previous years, we've let guys go where they barely love tapping each other.
Well, it can be awfully nasty sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're looking for in 2002.
I understand that. Yes, more violence.
And for girls, now you don't slap each other in the face, girls.
Right.
What you do is you pull down your pants enough so we can see your hiney.
Sure.
And then you turn around and you slap the other girl in the ass.
Right.
Then you turn around and that girl slaps the other girl in the ass. And again, harder and more violent for 2002. First girl to give up, she loses, and the other girl would win the $100 and the Sony DVD player.
Very good.
So that's the deal we have going today for the first two guys. Now, we had lots of guys call yesterday, but no guys are here yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to open this up to the first two guys to show up to the Dynamite Broadcast Headquarters.
Very exciting.
Here at WNEW at 57th and 7th in Manhattan. And same for girls. First two guys that show up, come on up, slap each other until one of you can take it no longer. The winner gets $100 and a Sony DVD player. Same deal for the girls.
Excellent.
Okay? All right. Now that we've said that, before we even get to the Today Show, and before we even get to the WWF recap, and before we even get to, once again, the pathetic life of Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. No. Thank you, neighbor.
Our lead story today has to be, and this is a Washington, D.C. phenomenon.
Right.
Now we gave a tradition. Thank you, Rob.
Proud tradition.
We gave all the weathermen across the board a pretty good ass kicking on Monday's episode.
It was a good ass whipping.
When they screwed up the forecast for the entire East Coast with the snowstorm that never arrived.
Right. Right.
However, there is the deal in the D.C. Metro.
Here's the dilly, yo.
You go to bed last night, and they tell you that the weather today is going to be sunny with a high of 50.
It's going to be a balmy day for the winter.
You wake up this morning. You turn on the early morning news, and the weather guys are saying, after all the bad weather we've had, today is going to be great, sunny, with a high of 50.
Yes.
You look at the five-day forecast, and they've got the smiling sunshine.
Yeah, beautiful weather.
On today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on Wednesday, over Wednesday, it's got the little smiley
right.
sunshine. Well, approximately an hour later, Washington, D.C. proceeded to get an ice storm.
Oh, my God.
There are multi-car wrecks.
Sure. And the ice storm happened in the city.
Right.
I mean, in close to the city.
Yes.
So really, I think the closer you were into the city, the worse it was.
There are multi-car accidents on the Beltway, multi-car accidents on 95.
The problems are multifold.
Multifold accidents on 66, on 270. At about 7:30 this morning, they finally realized they had an ice storm, and then they started canceling schools.
Sure.
And they started with the two-hour delays and the three-hour delays, and the point is, totally unpredicted.
Yeah, they didn't see it coming.
And there will be no accountability for this.
None.
No accountability at all that the forecast was sunny with a high of 50. How the F do you screw it up so that you get an ice storm?
I don't know.
And all the TV stations are still on the air right now with the storm coverage.
Oh, right.
Of course they are.
That thing where they take up three quarters of the screen with the giant blue snowflake.
Yeah, and that extended forecast, as you said, with my former radio name, Sunny Smiles.
With the I don't know why they do this. When they shrink the screen, when on the left hand side all they've got is a big snowflake, and on the bottom they've got the crawl of all the things that are closed.
Yeah, the closings that they have, so they can get as much. Yeah, the breakfast. Bar.
Yeah, you know, you could just put the stuff on the bottom of the screen and still give us the whole full top screen. But anyway, all of the weather guys in Washington, D.C., and women, all of the TV weather people, and as a matter of fact, the people at the National Weather Service, you should just line them up
right.
and shoot them all right now.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I've said this before, you can save bullets. You line them up,
right.
and you just shoot one bullet. Because it goes through the first guy's head.
Yeah, and their heads are like taffy anyway.
Yeah, it goes through the first guy's head. Through the
real soft and doughy-like.
The second, then the third. Then
weathermen
the,
never the lose worst. Their soft spot.
You could kill like five weather guys with one bullet.
It's just amazing. And, you know, this is the beginning of it, okay? We've got a whole winter to look forward
That's
to
right.
of terrible predictions of the weather.
Now, what we're going to ask, since we're still going to be in New York through tomorrow, what we're going to ask Joe. Hey, Joe, can you hear me? Slow Joe, back at
JFK.
Okay, here's the deal. Hey, dude, what we'd like you to do is run tape today on the new news the 5 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, and the 11 o'clock news.
It's time for total accountability.
And let's see what, are we going to go with Ryan, Lion Bob Ryan?
Well, let me tell you, when I was talking to you earlier in the week about logging the comments, really keeping a journal of what they said, Bob Ryan, if we tape him, it's better because Bob Ryan, I want people to hear any forecast from Bob Ryan to hear the double speak,
right,
to hear
then.
The way he speaks the English language. He has developed a language of his own that is designed specifically to confuse.
Well, then, Joe, please run tape on Channel 4. So let's find out how he pulls this one out of his ass, the storm that was totally unpredicted.
Okay? Ryan's the best guy to get.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, this is Bob. I'm calling from right outside Washington, D.C.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Right between the breaks, between the other show and your show starting,
yeah.
They announced that it's still sunny with a high of 50. I've been on the road since 6 o'clock. It's been raining since 6 o'clock, and it's kind of gunmetal gray all over the entire area.
The Weather Channel's website is still saying partly sunny and near 50 today.
Near 50. And meanwhile,
it's amazing. They don't pull off of their forecast.
It's like black ice everywhere in the D.C. area.
Right? Very scary.
Right? So has the entire city shut down, or what's happening?
Oh, he's listening to the radio.
Is it rain now?
Hello?
Hey, D.A.
Actually, I almost got hit.
Hey, D.A.
Oh, no. Oh, he almost just got hit.
Yeah, but I heard his radio on, too.
Yeah.
D.A.?
Yeah, it's still raining right now.
Is your radio on? Do you have your radio turned up?
No, I have it down.
Okay, now it's down. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
You wouldn't be able to tell us what it was doing anyway.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, this is Steve from Baltimore.
Yes, hi, Steve.
Hey, I was listening to Marty Bass this morning. Marty Bass totally missed that storm, too.
What did Marty Bass say?
Marty Bass said, there's some precipitation aloft, but it's not hitting the ground, hon.
There you go.
Yeah.
He screwed it up.
I got hit full in the face with ice as soon as I walked out of my house. I like to fall on my behind.
Oh, I like Jesus to fall on my behind.
God damn. I'm telling you, these guys, really... It's time for us to stand. I think I said this the other day, and I mean it now more than ever. After the events of 9/11, America needs a rallying point.
Yes.
We need someone to hate in unison.
I agree.
We need someone. Now, it's obvious that, you know, this Osama bin Laden, we're not going to catch him right away.
Well, you don't know whether he's dead or alive. You don't know where he is. So, I mean, it's getting frustrating for the American people.
We're not going to catch the other guy, his henchman, his Ed McMahon. We're not going to catch him right away.
No way.
We're not going to win that war right away, but you know what? We can win this war today.
We can, brother.
We can win this war today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
We can take out these weathermen who are effing our lives up.
That's right. We can, and you know what? I don't think, I think murder's too good. I think humiliation. Bring back the stocks. Bring back stocks. So
public humiliation.
Bring them down there.
You mean like back in old yield
Pilgrim days.
Pilgrim days.
Put their hands and their legs and their head in holes between two pieces of wood and pelt them with produce.
The stockades. That's what we need, stockades. Hello. The Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I have a question, technical question about
that. Yeah.
It seems to me that the people that are calling, a lot of them are having trouble hearing us down the phone line. And I don't know whether engineering can do anything about that, but we have an issue with that. We had about 8 or 10 calls that said that yesterday.
It set that way to prevent that Darth Vader echo that we've been hearing.
Yeah.
And that's why it's been reset that way.
Yeah.
The faders are actually...
They're set as high as they can possibly go.
All right, just wanted to throw that out.
All right, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, who's this?
This is Butch. I've got a live report here on 495.
Hello, Butch.
Yes, so you're on the Beltway in D.C.
You got Butch? Yes. Butch, are we going to have blueberry time
Butch,
again?
Yes.
Yes, anyway, Butch.
I'm 1x50, and I'm looking out here to the west. There is blue sky out there, I'm sorry to say.
Okay.
If, yeah, but you see, the forecast for the morning was it was going to be sunny.
Yeah, well, if the sun peeks through for even 10 seconds, all those guys are vindicated. You understand that, right?
No, they're not vindicated. Was there or was there not an ice storm in D.C. this morning that forced the cancellation and closing of schools and multi-accidents on the Beltway?
Yes, sir, there were. And
then the weather forecaster is not vindicated.
They blew it. Now, when they predict sunny, that means that as the sun comes up, you see it.
See, if they would have said we're going to get an ice storm, then it's going to be sunny, but then they would be correct.
Different.
How dare you take the side of the weather people?
Yeah, but what's wrong with you anyway? What's your deal?
Is this top or shut?
I don't know why I even look out the window anymore.
I don't know. I don't know why you called this show. I'm serious. I don't know why you called the show.
But what was his point? What was his mission?
I don't know.
He was standing up for the weathermen, saying that, you know, if you're out on Route 50, it's sunny.
That is completely unacceptable.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, yeah, I was on Route 66 this morning. 66 was backed up all the way to Manassas.
Oof. How many accidents?
I saw an overturned pickup truck, work truck, and also probably three or four minor bumpers.
And again, totally unpredicted, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
All right, well, you know what we will...
Prince William County.
We will get on that with... today we'll tape the weather guy on Channel 4, and we'll play the tape for you.
And you know what will be fun? No matter whether he backtracks or does anything, listening to Bob Ryan, I think it is a long overdue that we analyze the way he speaks with his sentence fragments and his language designed to confuse.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Very strange.
What am I doing here?
Hello.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Mr. Johnny's hold coming on. In here.
Johnny, hold on. No, I'm trying to go to that line. Hold on. You see that?
Is it the light shining on the phone again?
I don't know.
Hello, hello, Don and Mike show.
It's very tricky.
Ah, here we go. We got it fixed.
Very
here we go.
Complicated.
Hello?
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work? What's the problem?
We got a little computer issue?
I don't know if it's a computer issue or phone issue. There. Thank you, John. Hello, Don.
Yeah, what's going on?
There you go. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I'm out here in Long Island, New York, and I heard you guys were predicting an ice storm in D.C. where the weather forecasters doing it.
No, the weather forecasters did not predict the ice storm in D.C.,
and it came.
Well, right now it's icing like crazy out here in Suffolk County, New York, which is out east a little bit.
And they haven't called for it up here either.
No, I saw the morning news that it was supposed to be like 44 degrees, occasional light showers.
That's what they said. They said an occasional shower, maybe a little sleet.
All right, so
they did not call for an ice storm.
So on the island now, it's icing out there as well.
Yeah, I came out. We stepped outside and it was like beating the crap out of our head.
And this is not like a little miss here. They're saying it was supposed to be 40 degrees.
Right.
40 degrees means no freezing salt precipitation.
Exactly.
Is that correct? Okay.
All right, then you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to run tape on the New York weathermen tonight as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
To see how they try to cover their ass on this thing. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
This is Mitch in Southern Maryland.
Hello, Mitch.
You know, where I am, it's pretty nice. It's probably 45 degrees. It may be headed your way. No defense for the weather, man, but...
Now, there's just way too much. The point we are trying to make here is that none of the weathermen predicted that the morning would begin with a horrible icy rush hour.
And if you're calling from...
Doesn't matter if it's sunny sometime later today.
And this guy's calling from Southern Maryland, which is not even in the D.C. metro.
It's not even part of the United States.
Listen, what can we do for you?
That's it.
That's it. Okay, thank you.
All right, go crabbing.
All right, goodbye. Get out of here.
Okay,
so enough with that. We'll follow on that. We'll follow up with that tomorrow.
Go get some crab.
So this morning I get up and I'm watching the Today Show, and those guys said that they were going to be on at 8 o'clock. And Katie Couric comes on, and she says that they're going to have a paralyzed lady on, mm-hmm. and then they're going to have Angelina
Jolie?
No, the old broad.
Angelica Houston.
So I think right away, they're not going to put the Star Wars guys on at 8 o'clock hour.
Right.
Then I remembered, hold on a second. Today show goes until past 9 o'clock now.
That's right.
So they came on at 9 o'clock, and I knew that those guys are going to be on because they opened up with the Star Wars montage where they're showing scenes from The Phantom Menace. And they come on and they go, the new Star Wars movie doesn't open for another 4.5 months, yet there are two men who are in Seattle
boys
right now, and they are waiting in line for the movie. We will go to them in 1 minute.
Right.
Okay, so now I'm waiting for this stuff. Hold on. Here's a guy with, who is this? Jonathan?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, John.
So going to work this morning, I heard on the local radio station where they... do traffic every 8 minutes or every 10 minutes.
Right.
Fairfax County had 150 accidents in 2 hours. Montgomery County had like 110 accidents in 2 hours.
The kind of accidents where really a lot of people may have stayed home for a while if they had known that it was going to be a black ice situation.
150 in Fairfax County and over 100 in Montgomery County.
If only they had known.
They didn't know.
And who, you know who we have to blame for this? Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan.
Lion Bob Ryan.
All right. Start with him.
All right. Thanks, John.
Yeah, guys. See ya.
Thank you. See you later. Sorry, I just wanted to get that on to get the count of the accidents.
There you go.
So, they're doing the banter on the Today Show, and then they go with a live picture, and you see these two dopes in front of the movie theater. One of them in the orange jacket, this guy, he is laying on the ground in a sleeping bag. The other guy, who looks a little more together, but still scary in his own right,
sure.
He's standing up and he's wearing a leather jacket. Here is the beginning of the interview, and we do have to give these guys credit. Now, we don't go on in Seattle for another 40 minutes.
Right.
So we're going to wait to call them, but they, in fact, did throw in right at the very beginning.
Good.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Excellent.
It's like the first thing that they say, and it totally goes past Matt Lauer, who I believe says something about saying hello to your mother.
Right.
Okay, here's the first segment.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Right at the beginning.
That guy, right there, he's done his job.
Right at the beginning. So, I'm thinking, okay, now that's a, you know, that's a nice little...
Sure.
The big scheme, it means nothing, but it's funny they said hello to us.
Of course it is.
But God bless them. They work it in at the end of the interview again as well.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Weren't those guys in Fast Times at
Ridgemont High? You know, can I tell you one other thing? The movie theater, they're in front of the Cinerama. Mm-hmm. Won't let them use their bathroom.
Bummer.
That stinks. I mean, that's terrible.
It stinks.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's an outrage.
It is. Let's jump on
the 80s. Katie Couric is funny. I've always thought she's
funny. So they did their job. They got it at the beginning and they got it at the end.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah, here's the beginning. Here's the one at the top of the interview.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by...
And all of this in return for a simple lap dance.
Yeah. ...to Attack of the Clones.
Worth it.
4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Right, at the front and at the end.
And
that guy. Now, we got to find out which guy did that.
I think it's the...
Is it Jeff Twyton?
The smarter guy.
I think so.
Which one is it? It's the dumber guy? The guy in the orange?
Okay.
The slacker.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's the guy in the orange jacket.
You know what? That's more than we... You know, anytime anybody's honest with us, I appreciate it.
Yeah? Pretty funny.
That is funny.
Bye, Don and Mike.
See you, Don and Mike.
True to their word.
See you, Don and Mike. And I think, you know, they gave us an extra mention, so perhaps down the road we can give them a... Maybe when they're getting close to their next national television appearance.
I think we'll send them an extra girl. And again, if you want to see the pictures of the woman who performed the lap dance for them, go to WNEW.com and click on the link that says Stripper Sent to Star Wars Geek.
That is too funny.
That will be a special treat for the stripper that gets to go see and sit on their lap in about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Good for them. Good for those stoners.
Yeah. Yeah. I like
Don
that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, radio gods. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I want to jump on the I Hate the Weather Forecasters bandwagon.
Okay, there's plenty of room.
We have a garage door business, and two of our fleet of trucks had accidents this morning. It was like a nightmare out there.
Yeah, nobody had any clue that this was going to happen.
I mean, it was just incredible. I mean, it was backed up. There was, I just, 150-some accidents. My husband said there was just cars, you know, turned over, split everywhere.
That's just in one county. And can you imagine all the insurance claims that will be filed after today?
Jesus
Christ.
But, you know, they went to report it to a cop. It was on the side of the road. He said, I don't have time for this.
That's true.
All right. Thank you, honey. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. That's why we're here, though. We're here to help in these times of need. We're here for you.
Of course. We'll file your report.
Your sounding board. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing? This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, this morning on Channel 4, they're already backtracking on the weather.
Really? Already?
Yeah, he said he saw the weather coming in around 6 o'clock.
What?
And decided not to say anything, though.
Is that what he said?
I'm
waiting
for the best.
No, what kind of...
I decided not to say anything.
What kind of a weather guy gets on TV? I saw this coming in, but I decided... Why did he say he decided not to announce it?
He didn't really give a reason why he wasn't going to announce it. He just said that he had saw the storm coming, the weather wasn't falling to the ground, but... All of a sudden decided, you know, didn't say anything.
The weather decided to fall to the ground.
All right, thank you, Brandon.
Not a problem.
Hey, I saw this coming, but I decided not to tell you about it.
Well, it sounds to me like perhaps that's going to be their excuse du jour, that it was that precipitation that was not going to reach the ground. They didn't believe it was going to reach the ground.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Jim Moore, and it's sleeting here in Connecticut, too. I'm sorry. Oh, man, it's just bad weather.
And, you know, I was really disappointed. I watched the Jim Mora press conference yesterday.
Right.
He was totally together.
Did you hear why he was all upset?
Why? Because his buddy?
No, this is serious, because he was forced to choose between firing one of his coaches.
Yeah, his friend. Yeah, right. Yeah, oh, that's right. There was some assistant coach, and they said, you fire the assistant coach, you can keep your job.
Yeah, that's why he was up there.
Waiting here, Don and Mike.
All right, thank you. See you later.
Hang in there, Jim. Jim Mora, very, very broken up, and of course, that impassioned plea did not save his job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi. My name's Phil Kelly.
Thank you, Phil.
I was the one who won the PlayStation game back in November.
Right.
Yes, Phil.
For our show.
Yes, Phil
Kelly.
Thank
you very much for that.
You're very welcome.
And I also wanted to talk to you about the weathermen.
Sure.
They were wrong up here in New York, but weatherman's job is the best job to have. It's one you can be wrong every day and get to keep your job.
Right.
We haven't heard that before.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think someone mentioned that yesterday on this show, and I said that we, in that regard, we're like weathermen. Our ratings are a 0.9 share, but...
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still on the air.
Gentlemen. If you don't take it into account how often they're wrong, you're a lot funnier than they are.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. Thank you
for enlightening us on that.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Paul from New York. Did you guys hear the Today Show when Matt and Katie went outside and there was this woman with big sunglasses and a big hat?
Yeah.
And Katie said, hey, look, she has a muff, too. And she was talking about her hand warmth.
Yeah. No, I did, because she said she looked like Brett Summers from the Match Game. Right, no, I heard that, too.
You know, you don't hear muff used on national television very often.
And the whole newscast was sponsored by Paxil, too. It was great.
Was it really?
It was, Mike.
Yeah, didn't you hear that?
No, I wish they'd make it more clear.
There was sponsored by Paxil, and there was like a 2-minute-long Paxil commercial. It was great.
Well, you know, out of the 2-minute Paxil commercial, 1 minute is the disclaimer.
With all of the side effects.
Exactly.
Did you get your prescription?
Yeah, I got my prescription yesterday, and I took one right before the show.
Good.
Which is my normal time to take it, 9:30 in the morning.
You know, gotcha. The amazing thing is when Paxil sponsors that segment, there's no hard news.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, Rob.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
They just don't finish the news. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jim out of Baltimore.
Hi, Jim.
I'm a fireman, and I tell you, I get real tired of all these forecasts where they screw them up. And we got to go out and bust our butts even harder because the weathermen are too stupid to get them right.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Send them to Afghanistan. Let them report the weather over there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. You know,
have a good one.
Thank you. I got another fireman on the line. Hello, Eddie. You're a fireman, too?
Yeah, I'm a firefighter in Maryland. And, so just like that other guy said, it's so bad when they can't predict it because we kind of rely on the weathermen to... tell us what the weather's going to be like so we can pre-plan a little bit.
This is worse than the snowstorm right now. This is worse. You've tapped into something. I'm really glad that you talked to your wife this morning because this is really serious stuff. They've got to get their act together, and they don't
update it enough. They don't change their forecast. They put a lot of time into their computer graphics, and they don't get on and say, hey, listen, I need some news time right now because I want to come in and retract it before it's too late.
No. All right, thank you. Sorry about that. You know, feel bad for all of the cops and the firemen and even the tow truck drivers who got to go out and deal
with
this crap.
And the people that, were going out expecting a wet road and slammed into somebody else and didn't make it to work.
Or the people who went out expecting sunshine and a high of 50.
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don and Mike. This is Bob Ryan in the News 4 Storm Center.
Yeah, hi, Bob Lyon.
Today is going to be sunny and 50 degrees.
What?
This is a wrestling thing.
Rob and Lisa went to the wrestling last night with Johnny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I saw a Paxil commercial yesterday, and it had Carrot Top in it. Did you see that buzz?
I saw that too. All right. Thank you. Listen, you know, I'm going to break right now because we've got so much stuff to get to today. We do have the WWF update. We do have the Mike falling apart update.
Oh, no.
Yes, neighbor. We'll talk about that as well.
Very good.
We've got some guests coming on the show today. We've got people coming down here for the slap-off for the $100 of the DVD players from Sony. Now let's start with a call 100 at 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. Be the 100th caller now. Dial recklessly and be live.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me bring you up to date on the Civic Center project.
Did somebody step in something?
I had Ted draw these up over the weekend.
Oh, come on. Doesn't anybody else smell it?
I think I finally solved the underground garage problem.
I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. Can't we do this over the phone? Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea.
Ass don't smell. Maybe somebody's trying to tell me something.
Rubbing doesn't work. The fumes only cover it up. And who has the time to serve? Forget all that junk and step up to your ass don't smell.
Hey, Bob, congratulations on the Civic Center project.
Thanks.
Huh? Ass don't smell. But your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
Gold medalist twat putters.
There we are.
Don and Mike.
you wait long enough playing those, and they make me laugh all over again.
Yeah, that's got like ass don't smell as a short shelf life.
It does indeed.
But every once in a while, I'm on the instant feedback here. WNEW.com, and Carl writes that it was Tom Curine, Burger Jeff on Channel 4 this morning, who said he was watching the ice storm since 4 a.m., but he decided not to say anything about it. Tom Curine, Burger Jeff is the guy that we want to take care of first, I guess.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am Paul the 100.
Right. Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Will Rush.
Here you go, Will. Where are you from?
Jersey.
You won the Blockbuster Game Pass. Head to your local participating Blockbuster store today, everybody. Get a Blockbuster Game Pass. Gives you a game rental a day for 30 consecutive days.
Wow.
That's a good prize. And thanks for listening.
Anytime.
Okay. From Blockbuster. You can buy that. It's $29.99, but he got it for free. And thank you to Blockbuster. So, let me see. Last night, Rob and Lisa and Johnny...
What?
...went to the...
what?
Went to WWF.
Yeah, down at the Garden.
Very cool.
They did get me my What T-shirt, my Stone Cold What T-shirt, which is fantastic.
You're going to wear that?
Black T-shirt that just says on the front, in big letters...
What?
What?
And on the back it has a skull.
Yes, for Stone Cold.
Very cool.
Oh, and we got our new bowling shirts in as well.
Oh, they are dreamy.
The hot gutter ball action happens tonight. We're bowling in Bedford, New York. We're taking on the Bedford Fire Department. They have their own firehouse bowling alley there,
yeah. Right?
So no spectators, please, but we will have a tape recorder and we'll have taped evidence of us with the firefighters tonight, the long-awaited return of the Don and Mike fighting gutter balls.
Very excited. We've been out of practice for a while, so we'll have to see how we do.
Our bowling team against the firefighters tonight, and we can only hope that no emergencies break out while we are at the firehouse.
Well, let's hope the weather forecasters can maybe get it right for a change.
So anyway, last night, Robin, Lisa, and Johnny, they go to the wrestling.
Yes.
And I guess, well, Lisa's the biggest wrestling fan. Lisa, would you come in and
up till now.
Give us your, oh yeah, Rob loved it. Rob loved the wrestling.
Really, you dug the wrestling.
I will say this in all honesty to all three of you guys. You should come out the next time they have tickets at the Garden. It was a blast.
All right. We lost another one.
My okay, IQ so. Has gone down, and I had a great time. I saw Sergeant Slaughter last night.
So, Lisa.
Oh, really? He's still doing it.
He looks great.
Lisa, Johnny, what were the highlights last night? Well, of course,
Rock, hello.
Of course, the Elston 316 sign.
Yeah. Yay.
And we think it's on. We think it made it into the open. To good. Thursday night show.
Cool. So, oh, it was SmackDown that you guys were at last night?
Right.
Okay, all right, so it's the SmackDown for Thursday night.
All right.
Look for the sign,
I
Elston
will.
316.
I will.
What was your highlight besides
Rock.
The Rock?
No, that was it, The Rock.
Dwayne?
Dwayne Johnston.
And the incessant plugging of the Scorpion King on the, I'm sorry, the Titantron.
What is the Titantron?
That's the Vince McMahon television.
Ah.
Is there like a big jumbotron?
Yeah, and it's covered in like broken glass. It's an amazing event.
They was really, Vince McMahon there?
I think all his stuff was taped.
No, he was backstage. They did an interview with him, and he was the crazy overacting Vince. He was the greatest Vince of all.
Brilliant. He really was great.
God.
Vince funny.
So now, John, you go all the time. What did you like best?
Well, one thing about her watching The Rock,
yeah.
Every time they would mention his name or like you would see a picture of him, I would feel this like...
Yeah, she started punching.
Where she started to hit me. When he like this dance she's doing right now.
Rock dance.
When he hit the stage, I felt these nails dig into my arm. And it's him.
You did too. You would think the smart seating would be John, then Lisa, then me, putting the smaller of the three of us in the middle.
Right.
I wanted nothing to do with being within arm's reach of Lisa last night.
She
was on fire.
She was like a dog in heat.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah.
John, is it true that every time she dug her fingernails into your arm, you became fully turgid?
That's right.
Maintained.
No Paxil for me.
But you know what? In addition, John did his share of screaming when they talked about, was it Gold Dust?
Yeah.
And all the other old wrestlers that are coming back for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, for the pay-per-view, I guess they got to fill the ring with 30 guys. So they're starting to bring back all these old-school guys who I haven't seen in like 5-6 years.
So you've been a wrestling fan for a long time.
Since I was like 10 years old.
Wow. So the whole big, the what thing, that's gigantic, right?
Oh,
huge. So huge.
And now Rob was telling me that instead of the big foam We're Number One things,
right.
What you can do is you buy this thing that you put on your hand, and it's like, you know in a cartoon, how they draw the balloon that has...
The thought balloon.
The little thought balloon.
It's a talk balloon.
It's a talk balloon, and it says what, and you put it on your hand, and you wave it over your head.
Unbelievable.
And now, the one thing that disappointed me is that Stone Cold did not... Oh, can I say this? Can I reveal the ending for people that will be watching Thursday? Stone Cold was not a clear winner last night.
Oh, now, Rob, you're going to piss off the wrestling fans.
Or was he? Anyway. No matter what happened, Stone Cold never got to take the mic last night, so there was no true whatting back with Stone Cold. However, in every break in the national anthem, there was what? And just for fun...
During the national anthem?
Yeah. People say, what? Can you see?
Wow.
That I had a little trouble with,
sure.
But that didn't stop me later on in the evening, is that anytime there was a little bit of downtime, like when they're resetting in commercials, if I yelled what, there's 10,000 people like, what? It was, I could have killed people leaving the Garden last night because, oh my God.
Even after
they were still doing it?
After SmackDown?
As far as like 3 blocks away from the arena in the streets of New York, echoing in the canyons of steel, what?
Oh, wow.
What? It was, but I think the biggest highlight for me is, was it Booker T? Who got...
Yes.
And what's the Hawaiian guy with the song?
Rikishi.
Maybe he's Japanese, I don't know. His signature move, apparently, is to spread his ass cheeks and greet his loser at the, they're popped up in the corner.
So he puts his ass in the guy's face?
And he spreads his cheek?
Yeah. And
it's
so,
called the stink face.
Yes, it is.
The stink face.
You know what? You and I might have to make a trip
next
time.
So. I think so.
I think you'd have a good time. So Rikishi gives the stink face to Booker T. Booker T jumps out of the arena. The ring. Sorry. I'm not good at the terms yet. And goes over to
You're
the
ill, Rob.
Table.
You're ill.
I am. And you'd be ill in too, Mike. And he goes over to, the king, Jerry Lawler, and who's the...
And
the
Michael Cole. Who's...
He pukes on Michael Cole.
Oh. He actually vomits on him?
Yeah, I mean, in the dozens of wrestling, you can see him put whatever it is in his mouth,
right.
But it was rather shocking at the time for him to turn and just blow chunks all over Michael Cole.
Listen, who would have known...
There's stink face and there's blowing chunks. We gotta go.
We are fireworks.
We are missing out on the great... And we have, for years, we've run people down
for
liking the WWF.
It's elevated to a higher form of entertainment right now.
It was pretty good.
How about the ladies? Were there ladies involved?
John was so helpful to me to showing me how the whole thing works. The ladies wrestle in teams, and every team sort of has a wrestler and a model. And so the model sort of is just there for window dressing, and the wrestler, she does most of the work. But the models took a few spills last night, too. And another great thing they yell in the WWF is, show us your puppies.
Do they ever show us your puppies?
Never. I didn't see it.
No, because the kids are there.
I would have liked to have seen Rakesh's stink face puppies.
Right.
But it was an amazing night, and I really encourage you all to come out and see it, just to say you've done it. It was great.
All right.
We will the next time.
My total highlight was Kurt Angle did an interview. The entire interview.
Johnny is such a fan.
It's about how stupid a catchphrase what is for 5 minutes. The people are yelling what at him while he's on the screen. It's like, you people are idiots. This is the dumbest catchphrase ever. You
say what again.
Stupid.
Say what again. It was what?
All right, we missed the boat.
Oh, that's amazing.
We missed the boat.
Come out next time, fellas. I think you'll have a heck of a time.
All right.
All right, and John, as long as you're here, why don't we just get to the whole bottom of this Scott Farrell issue?
What's that?
The Scott Farrell wanting to bang Lisa.
Lisa Farrell thinks you're hot.
Yeah, I think she's really hot.
Yeah, she's really hot. He signed off the sports guy show this morning with buzzes out in the hallway doing his news, working hard, and that really hot chick who's with him. I don't know who she is, but she's really hot, and I want to do her. And that's how he signed the show.
He has twice been introduced to her though, so he's just playing his Farrell game.
Yes, he is.
Why don't you go see if he's still here?
Is he still kicking around?
He's still around. We'll bring him in. We'll introduce him to Lisa.
Second station, we've worked with the man.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, the first time we never got a chance to see him.
He was an official.
He has the morning show up here at NEW, right?
I met him down in New Orleans, I think, one time. And
he's the latest sports guy.
I don't have any memory of that particular evening.
Nice fellow, though. I've met him once or twice.
They're the only show with worse ratings than us on this station.
So we can commiserate with them.
Yeah. Absolutely. So anyway, all I've been hearing from Lisa the last 3 or 4 days is Scott Farrell really wants to bang me.
Who does?
Yeah, and that's enough, and that then she follows up, but when she does that post, she goes, but then who does it?
That's right. It's like, naturally.
But then who does it?
Oh, here comes
and
John.
Is he gone?
He's gone for the day, but their producer said that if you want to have him in tomorrow, we'll make sure he sticks around.
Okay. Yeah.
Be great.
Very have good. Him come in for the first segment tomorrow.
Excellent.
Let him meet Lisa. I mean, officially meet her on the air.
Meet her on the air. We'd like
and
to see
the
that.
AT her.
See that dynamic.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Johnny. Bye-bye.
Very good.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Do you still talk like that?
Yeah.
You're welcome, Lisa. Now, Lisa's writing on the screen to be thanks, Don. And she's also writing that Farrell creeps her out. But apparently he doesn't creep her out enough that she's not announcing it constantly.
She mentioned it to me in the elevator. So
that he wants to get into her pants.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, come on in. If I'm misrepresenting the facts, you come in and step up to the microphone and you tell me. Right? And she's told me no fewer than 5 times.
That is so not true.
That is absolutely true.
Once.
No.
You did say it to me in the elevator. Too.
Monday? Tuesday?
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Wednesday?
No, that is it. No!
At least 3 times you've mentioned it. You told me twice yesterday.
No, I did not.
You did after the show.
Oh.
When we were back in the office.
I don't. Oh, no way.
You said, and as a matter of fact, I'll tell you, you told me that Johnny told you that he wants to bang you.
I told you that today. I said, I walked in.
No, you told me that yesterday.
No, you told me today. John told me today, he said, oh, by the way, Pharrell said he thinks you're really hot.
Yeah, no, but no, yesterday, no. Lisa, he did approach you twice and say, like, what did he say to you? There was, like, a confrontation yesterday, right?
Didn't he come out of the studio and say, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's not talk about this anymore.
Oh, my God. Look at that woman. Oh, my God.
It was just kind of uncomfortable
for you?
Yes.
For you. Well, we will help ease that uncomfortable feeling tomorrow when we bring him in to meet you.
Gee, thanks.
You're welcome.
Great.
Okay.
Bye.
Much love.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And
take Joe Ardinger's band thing away from me, please.
Yeah. Mrs. Lisa.
The more I look at it, the more I get pissed off.
Joe Ardinger has a band now, too.
My band's name is Crap. Joe's name is Some Crumb.
Wow.
Wait, I guess Joe's launching his band this weekend or something.
Some crummy band.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thanks, Joe.
Hi, Mike. It's Lauren. I've spoken to you guys quite a few times.
Hi there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I was wondering where y'all got your wrestling kick from all of a sudden, because I called like a couple years ago, and one time I played the Rock's music on the air, and your one time called me back, and, you know, he cussed me out and told me never to call the show again.
What? Yeah, no, listen, we're coming around on that.
Yeah.
It's the whole what thing, and what happened was a couple of weeks ago, I watched SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, it was a Thursday night. Friends was a rerun. I was bored with Survivor. I watched SmackDown.
And you were entertained?
And I was entertained, and I was wondering what the whole deal was with the what thing. And it turns out I'm like the last guy to the party on this.
No, you're not.
No, Mike's the last guy to the party.
I might not have even come to the party yet.
No, I think perhaps Buzz might even be behind you.
If you got a guy who's spreading his butt cheeks and putting another guy's face in...
The guy's spreading his butt cheeks. But do you know how gay that just sounded?
I know, but it's got to be funny to see, though.
If you got a guy, if you got a guy spreading his butt cheeks, I'm there.
I'll see you at the garden.
Spreading his butt cheeks and putting another guy's face in there.
I'm there for that entertainment.
Color me stink face.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Lisa's horse teeth.
Lisa's what?
Lisa's horse teeth.
Lisa's horse teeth? Lisa doesn't have horse teeth.
Yes. Well, I saw her picture up on a website, and I thought she had some horse teeth. She's as good looking as I thought she was, but
now you've got an issue with Lisa. Why your hatred towards Lisa?
No, I thought.
No. She was now listen. Now, if you're gonna diss somebody, you got to stand up for it. You can't just come in with a little wimpy reason and then diss her and then expect to get away with it.
I was in the internet and I saw her picture and. Because they've been talking about her so much.
Gotcha. All right. And I'm sure you're like drop dead handsome. You're like George Clooney, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Hello. See you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. One-handed.
Hello. Yeah, what, huh?
I want to help you out with that slap-off contest. I'm going to challenge a little lisping fat boy, Johnny.
Is this Glenn?
Yes, indeed.
Johnny hates you, and he's hated you for much longer than we have hated you, but we also hate you.
Yeah, well,
everyone.
I called in to say how, you know, I still listen. And I
this is Lisa's revenge for the last 10 minutes to put Glenn on the air.
But you know what, Glenn, I'll give you, I tell you what. I will let you come, even though I shouldn't do this. I'll offer you the chance to come on the show today, and I'll even give you $100 and a DVD player if you let John slap you in the face for an hour.
Without me retaliating?
Without you retaliating.
Full-fledged smacking or just tapping like...
Slapping.
Oh, that's ludicrous. Come on now.
You know what? This is dangerous. He's a dangerous man.
But I'm...
No.
Glenn is a man who would retaliate.
No, you know what we can do? We can tie him up.
Duct tape
his hands.
Duct tape him to a chair and duct tape his hands. All right, how about this? How about just 15 minutes of John slapping you in the face?
I'll tell you what. I'll let him slug me fist one shot.
No. Glenn, it's called the slap off.
All right, now he can slap me as hard as he possibly can. Total wind up once.
No, what it's got to be, 15 minutes of...
No, back. Nobody can take 15 minutes. Real slapping.
We have had guys...
A pretty-looking guy. Hey, ain't a nice-looking guy. You want to mess me up?
Glenn, we've had guys do the slap-off in the past. I'm not kidding you. They've done it for 3 hours. We've had the whole show go on while guys have been slapping each other.
I heard your contest earlier with those other people. It was a good contest. They slapped each other lightly for an hour. You could hardly endure a light tap.
No.
I think you're a wimp.
I tell you what, we do the contest flat out the way it's supposed to be.
No, I don't want John to get slapped, but John hates you.
I know. Yesterday I wanted to say how I still listen to the show no matter how much you hate me. You tell me not to call. It, those ratings couldn't possibly reflect the audience.
Listen, here's
put me through.
Here's the final offer. You come down. We duct tape your hands behind your back, and John slaps you for 15 minutes. Left hand, then right hand, left hand, right hand. Not only do you get on the show, but we'll give you $100 and a DVD player. Yes or no?
I need the prizes. I would just like to be in the slap off with him.
No. This is your last opportunity.
Come on, guys.
Last chance, Glenn.
Yes or no, Glenn?
5 minutes.
No, if you let him in studio, the terrorists win. Don't let him.
I agree. Screw him.
Buzz.
Yeah. I might go for 5 minutes. John, would you like to just slap
letting
him?
Come in is much more painful than actually giving him a chance for the slap.
You're absolutely right.
But I would love to see him with his hands tied and you just slapping his face.
But you know what? When he comes in, it's not like when it's over that he's going to leave.
Right. Yeah.
Do you remember how hard it was to get him out of the building last time?
I remember the dance with Lisa and I. I remember seeing his panties and everything.
Yeah, see, that. What happens is when you guys take him out of here, he hangs out and bothers me while I sit up there and answer your phone.
All right, well, Glenn, you have to leave the studio. I mean, you got to leave the building.
Nice to John. I hug him.
You got
to
leave the building. You got to leave the building.
All right, 15 minutes.
5 minutes.
Hold on.
My way down there.
Last compromise, 10 minutes.
Come on.
10 minutes is my final compromise.
10 minutes or nothing.
7 minutes.
No.
10 minutes or nothing.
I can't take 10 minutes of anybody slapping me hard like that. Are you crazy?
Okay.
Come on, boys.
See you later.
Bye.
Listen, I love you guys anyway. You suck.
Goodbye.
I love you.
You suck.
I love you.
You suck. I'm giving you a chance to be on the show, and you're a radiophile, and I'm giving you a chance to be on the show.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. You know, you told me you didn't want me on because I was on that other guy's show, and then you had the girl who was on his show from Penthouse on the next day.
Oh, listen, but you're on every radio show.
Yeah, that's right. So why would you take umbrage to me being on his show?
Shut up.
Listen, I told you, 10 minutes.
With him?
10 minutes is my final offer. Take it or leave it.
Well, different. Sense of humor and everything. You're totally
10 minutes, my final offer. Take it or leave it.
Guys, 6 minutes.
Well, now he's going back.
No. 9. 15.
All right.
9.
You want to do 8?
No.
9.
You've already backed off. You know, what is it with the incorrigibles in you? 10 minutes it should be. You are an unyielding man.
Mike.
In all honesty, he's a man too. He should be able to do the contest flat out the way it was performed in a normal basis.
But I don't need to desperately be on the air as much as you, apparently.
Oh, listen, you lisping little fat boy.
Hold on.
No. Don's jotting something down for me here.
Hang on, bud.
Yeah, keep jotting, Johnny.
What?
No, Don.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I got John.
An egg in my ear.
Okay.
Okay.
What time do you think I am?
All right, okay. I understand.
All right. 7. That's my final offer.
7 minutes. But is he going to get to wind up and crack me like a...
No.
We are going to have to restrain you.
7 minutes.
No restraints. I'm not an animal.
No. 7 minutes, and you got to have your hands duct taped behind your back. We're going to duct tape to a chair.
And how's the hit going to be? Tell me, is it always Mike?
No.
It's John who's going to be slapping you.
He'll just be slapping you.
Is Mike?
Oh, this negotiation is tedious.
Listen, it is simply a slap in the face, just like this. Why? I'm going to do it to myself. Just like that.
Oh, I can handle that.
All right, we'll see. Well, how long until you can get down here?
Tomorrow morning, first thing.
No, it's going to be today.
I'm going to be on the show first thing you start off. I'll be there.
No, the slap off is today, Glenn.
Everything. I'm a janitor.
Everything is an effort.
All right, goodbye. Hi, Glenn.
Oh, guys, are you kidding? I'm learning what I'm doing for the 7 minutes.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Glenn. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Glenn.
The 10 full minutes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
10 full minutes tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
No. Sorry, goodbye. Today or nothing.
Oh, you guys are rescinding the
order. Today goodbye. Or nothing.
Pussy.
Today or nothing.
Oh, you guys are pushing out on me.
All right, goodbye, Glenn.
I'm in work.
All right, see you later.
Oh. can I do one for Rob, please?
Mike, how dumb do you think I am? The note that I wrote, Mike, is...
I am right with Johnny. I am with Johnny about Glenn. I cannot stand Glenn.
If we tied him to a chair...
Right.
We could keep him in the chair for 15 minutes. Nothing says we got to keep him in the chair for 7 minutes.
He is a dangerous individual.
Like I said, I'm more worried about when you get him out of the chair.
Yeah, he's the last guy in the world to be in any kind of physical violence competition because he has... didn't we agree that he had a bit of a violent streak when he was in here?
It was sort of like a violent love thing.
But he would have just been restrained with John just wailing on him.
But the moment that duct tape came off, he'd be out of his mind.
You know what we could do? We could do what we did to a guy in college. We could leave him duct tape and just put him on an elevator.
Oh, Rob, what a great idea that was.
Well, anyway, I was going to screw him over. over anyway.
I understand.
If he would have come in, I was going to leave him in the chair for 15 minutes.
Yeah, maybe a half hour.
And then to the elevator.
But we're still looking for the first two guys or the first two girls to show up.
Girls.
For the slab off. For the $100 of the Sony DVD player. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know this guy, Glenn?
Yeah.
I heard him this weekend. On weekends, WNAW plays Tom Likas.
Yeah.
And this douchebag was on a Tom Likas best of.
Although, I've been warned by people here at the station. The guy calls every, he calls Scott and Todd.
All the time.
He calls every radio show in the city.
He's a complete radio file.
We know that.
Hi, Glenn. All right, take care, guys.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Glenn.
You
could win a prize right now.
I just wanted to tie him up and let Johnny just get some good pops in.
I'd like to see him on the elevator, too.
That would be good.
Okay, we got a break. When we come back, we should be on in Seattle now. Hello, Seattle. Your boys did you proud.
They did indeed.
We will get to that in a second. Oh, you know, really, though, I should just mention for a second, Mike, who has moved into my building, you are absolutely like a little kid who has moved into his first ever apartment. I am amazed you are a grown man.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lost. It's a little difficult for me.
And I am amazed that you have gotten this far in life by yourself.
It was good seeing you in the lobby of our building this morning.
Oh, nice. God damn. Yeah, this was like the nightmare come true.
Hi.
I get off the elevator.
What are you doing?
I come down. Now I'm a little later than my normal leaving time.
That's why you saw me.
And there's Mike. And by the way, he goes, hi. And I said, hi.
Yeah, it was a great greeting. I said, hey, how you doing? And he said, hi.
And I walked outside to get the cab.
And I followed him because I was talking to the person down at the front desk of our building and taking care of a little business. And I hustled through it so that I could get out there and we could share a ride to work together.
Mike says, hey, is this the cab we're taking together?
Hey, I paid for the cab, though. Isn't it cool?
So not only did we meet in the lobby.
You can pay for it on the way home.
Not only did we meet in the lobby, but we rode a cab to work together today.
It was obviously you had some calls that you wanted to make and stuff, and I was tagging along, but I'm having a great deal of difficulty. They couldn't get the sofa into my apartment today, so I left with that happening right now.
And
I have a mattress and two TVs on the floor.
And, don't forget about the towels.
And the towels. Well, my wife told me when I bought these bath towels that be sure you wash them before you use them. And, I'm sitting there and they're all stacked up and I'm like, what? Why? What an extra step to do a load of laundry before I use it. So I go in the shower today and I take this dark navy blue towel and I towel off with it after I get out of the shower and I stand in front of the mirror and I'm covered with blue felt, blue lint from the top of my head until to my knees, my genitals, everything with this this layer of blue lint. And so I had to jump back in the shower, but fortunately I had a white towel. So, the white lint that's on me right now can't really be that visible.
Hello, Dean, Don and Mike show. The mic is just a mess moving.
Well, I'm trying my damnedest.
Hi, Dean.
Fay ick day in the world.
What?
I said, Glenn is just the biggest hucking Fay ick day in the world.
E grade.
Yeah, totally. Secondly, Mike, that was pretty interesting to hear that you had some blue balls this morning.
I did have blue balls, fuzzy blue balls this morning.
And, finally, Don, I got to congratulate you on becoming part of the dumbing down of America for liking wrestling, man.
Sorry. I do. You know what? And I realize now, God damn, what has happened to me? I like NASCAR.
Yes.
And now I like wrestling.
I would go. I would go to give it a whack. I mean, to give it a try. Because the last time you and I went to wrestling, we went and you took your son. And
that's when Bart was like six.
I took the son of a woman I was dating at the time. And we went there with kids. And that's the reason we went. And we hated it. You remember that? We hated it.
But they didn't have good stuff like guys putting their asses in other guys' faces.
I know that excites you.
Yeah, Johnny? What do you got?
Would you like to hear what Scott Farrell said about Lisa this morning?
Yes.
I have it right here.
Oh, great. Yeah, please do. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Lauren, you mad at Rob?
Yeah, I was just talking to y'all about your newfound interest in wrestling.
Right.
And you cut me short, but yeah, because Rob, all right, I completely understand that you went to the event and all. You know, we do the same thing all the time. We just went to the one in D.C. We love it, you know. We get home and we do nothing but talk about it. But, man, you have to watch what you say before it airs, because now I know that Booker T gets a stink face by Rikishi. You know, we always know that Rikishi's going to try to get somebody to stink face.
Hey, Rob, you're giving away all the secrets of SmackDown.
You've got to give it to him, right?
You know, that what I said may or may not be true. I had a lot to drink last night, and I don't know what went on.
Who cares?
It is true because you all sat there and you talked about it, you rapped about it, you loved it.
Mike, we're not important. Revealing the end of a real sporting event.
Mike, it's important, please.
All right.
What's the gentleman's name?
Would you want me to spoil the end of a movie for you?
Lauren, I'm sorry.
Lauren Diaz.
Lauren, Rosebud is the sled.
You know what, Rob? That is so over his head.
I know, but someday he'll say, ooh, damn that, Rob.
I guarantee.
You could do a show of hands and you'd maybe get three at that wrestling last night that saw Citizen Kane.
Okay. Is this the tape?
John, yeah.
What cut do I play? What is this?
Okay.
Hey, play it.
Let me see. Cut thing.
Everybody chilling. My boy Buzz back there working with Don and Mike, and that hot blonde he's got back there that needs Pharrell working in her life. Yeah, that's exactly what she wants. I'll give her something.
Let me tell you
about.
What, you're frightening her.
Double R, working it here. I'm Pharrell. Have a great day, everybody.
He wants her.
Yeah, see that, Lisa?
Obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
Pharrell right. On the prowl.
There you go.
Very, very cool.
Pharrell and the Poon.
There you go.
Right. I think she likes him, too. Yeah. That's why she's telling everybody.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I thought he was married. Is he still married?
No, Lisa will bang married guys.
I know, but I mean, is he still married? You know, because I mean, I'd really like to see if they get something going.
I don't know.
You know, the fact that it's starting out with her being creeped out by him, that's a good thing. That's a good sign.
It's a good foundation.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
All right. It's just built on fear.
We have to break. At least you don't really bang married guys, do you? No? No, not except for Rob and Buzz and Mike and me. That's all.
That's just a courtesy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's part of the job.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Part of the job description.
Thank you.
Hey, where's my courtesy F?
Yeah.
Charlie Broyhill did before her.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hi. Troy here. I just wanted to thank Rob because I haven't seen Citizen Kane yet and my son wouldn't tell me the end.
There you go.
Thanks, Rob.
You're
Rob, you're ruining it for everybody.
There you go.
All right. The whole time.
Timeout. Spotlight on Seattle.
Yeah.
And the two nerds in front of the movie theater when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, that's your national number.
All right.
877-365-3636. That works from Portland, Seattle, Las Vegas, Madison, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, of course, D.C., New York City, Washington, D.C. on WJFK, your number, 202-432-1067. New York and WNEW, it's 877-692-1027.
Two cocksure broadcasters, Don and Mike.
All right, here we are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello. Hi there, Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob.
Hi.
Hi, from not-so-sunny Seattle.
Okay, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was listening to a rebroadcast of another afternoon talk show host this morning, and they were talking to those two guys outside the theater in Seattle.
Who are you talking about?
You mean the two guys in Seattle or the talk show host?
No, the disc jockey.
Tom Likas.
Oh, Tom Likas? Okay.
Yeah, same guy.
Okay.
Anyway, he was talking to the two guys, and they were talking about other radio stations calling them. And he said, yeah, Don and Mike were nice enough to send out a gal to entertain me, but they dumped. Right when he said Don and Mike, they dumped it.
Good. Yeah. All right, beautiful.
He was a little afraid of the competition getting in there and doing something that he couldn't do. So I just thought I'd let you guys know that those guys got your name on the radio or tried to.
All right, yeah. That's not the first time. I think we got a call yesterday saying
yeah, they've been on another show and mentioned our name. Yeah. I guess this is the show they were talking about.
Okay, all right. Thank you, my friend. Well,
I thought it was a lovely story.
And he told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Such enthusiasm. Before we call the guys in Seattle, do let me tell you that we do have one contestant here for the slap-off already.
Good. Very good.
So we need one more guy to show up.
Excellent.
And here's what I'm thinking. It's not going to be the way we've done the slap-off before.
Okay.
Where the guys can just go for an hour or for 2 hours.
Right.
It's going to be a 10 to 15-minute competition.
Mm-hmm.
And they're signing the waivers. I mean, it is not balling up your fist and smacking a guy in the face.
Right.
But an open-handed slap.
Firm slap.
A firm slap.
Right.
First guy to say, that's enough.
Right.
He's the loser.
Very good.
We'll put a 10-minute, 15 minutes tops on it, but it's got to be 100%
slapping.
Real slapping.
Wow. Right.
Not the pansy type slapping we've done in the past.
Exactly.
Oh, and about pansies. We'll get to this shortly, but I am positive that the influence of the Don and Mike Show has reached Craig Wilson at USA Today.
Has Craig butched up his column a little bit?
It is the most hetero column mm-hmm. he has ever written. There are no pseudo-gay references.
Really? He's not talking about fabric or decorating?
No, it's about...
Or a warm fireplace or bathing his dogs?
It's about college football.
You're kidding me.
No, but nonetheless, we'll still read it.
And
our affected gay styles later on. Also on the show today, exclusive interview, I want to mention this, with Juanita Jordan.
Ah, very good.
Good. Michael Jordan's ex-wife. And if we have time now, I know we got a lot of stuff happening today. If we have time, it's the return of Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
Mike Latouris, yes.
As we call the world. Now, the guys in Seattle, these are the guys who we got the lap dance for, the guys who were waiting in line.
Grudgingly.
For Star Wars.
Right.
These guys are waiting in line 4 months before the movie opens. So we got them a lap dance. You want to see the pictures of the girl and the part of receiving the lap dance? Mm-hmm. Go to WNEW.com.
Very good.
That's the site. Click on Don and Mike, and then you will see the link to watch the pictures of these guys getting the lap dance. And the deal was, being as we were early on this, that these guys are going to get some national publicity. We said the first national TV show that comes out and interviews you guys, you got to say hello to us.
That's right.
And we gave them a lap dance. We sent over a stripper. You know, a lot of times we do this, and the guys, they don't do it. They say, hey, I'll try to work it in. Or they'll say, I wanted to mention it, but they didn't give me a chance.
Right.
So we said to these two guys yesterday, we said, when they come to you, immediately, first thing, say hi, Don and Mike.
That's it.
And not only did they say hi to us at the beginning of the interview with Matt Lauer, they also said goodbye to us at the end of the interview.
We couldn't be more delighted with that, and even though they are Spicoli nerd-like boys,
yeah.
We are happy that they did it.
Hey, Robbie, would you get Jeff on the phone here?
Sure.
Jeff Tweeten?
Yes.
Now, is it Tweeten or Tweeten? I mean, Matt Lauer got it wrong.
It's Tweeten.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Matt Lauer got it wrong. And it was great because I had predicted that they would have the useless tool Ann Curry doing the interview.
It's nice that they went with Lauer.
But actually, it was Matt Lauer who was doing the interview.
Couch.
Yeah, from the couch, right at 9 o'clock, right at the beginning of the third hour of the Today Show.
The soft hour of the Today Show.
And I was worried that they weren't going to get the guys on because at 8 o'clock they had like a paralyzed girl on who has to breathe through a tube, and then they had like a movie star on. But I knew at 9 o'clock, as soon as the Today Show logo came on,
here we go.
And they had the Phantom Menace in the background,
uh-huh.
Oh, our boys are going to be on.
They're going to do it.
All right, so you got him there, Robbie? Okay, well, don't have a private conversation.
They're chatting.
Just put him on hold. Put him on hold.
Thanks, hang on.
Which one is it, Jeff?
Jeff.
Okay, here he is.
Very good.
Everybody, let me just say, a man of his word.
There you go. Let's give Jeff a round of applause.
Hey, Jeff. Jeff?
You the man, Jeff.
You just hang up on him?
Yeah.
Rob has to redial the number. Rob is not feeling well today.
Rob's not 100% today.
A little under the weather.
We'll cut Rob a little slack today.
Yeah, hang on for me.
There you go.
Beautiful.
All right, thank you, Robbie. Hey, Jeff? Jeff?
Yeah?
It's Don and Mike. Let me just say.
Way to go, Jeff.
You are the man.
Good man.
Nice job saying our names today.
Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, I said I was going to do it, and I'm a man of my word.
Well, you not only did it once, you did it twice, and we are very grateful.
Let's review these now with Jeff on the line. Because this is beautiful. This is a minute after 9 o'clock, and it's, and as I mentioned, it's not a tool like Ann Curry. It's Matt Lauer doing the interview.
Matt Lauer.
Now, listen, right up front, he says, hi, Don and Mike. Right up front. Here's the very first mention on this morning's Today Show. What's that sound?
Jeff, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Here's the first mention.
Okay, two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
do... Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Now, right there. I want to say, we've had so many guys on this show, for whatever reason, you know, wacky guys in the news who we've asked them to say hello to us on TV.
They promise, and then they never deliver.
Right. You right there, you get the prize. You did it. Thank you for that.
No problem.
But wait, there's more, because he throws in an extra one at the end of the interview. Let's roll that, please.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
How funny is that?
Beautiful. Great job.
Beautiful. Now, listen, at any time during the interview, did you ever think about maybe getting up off the ground?
Oh, why get up? And, I was nice and toasty and warm there. So.
That's great.
See, Jeff was laying on...
Well, I get off my, well, you know, I get up and, you know, that wasn't normally my get up time, so I figured, sit and rest as long as possible, because now I have to get up and start doing the photographs and get back to work.
Are people still bringing you free food?
Yeah, people are still donating stuff to us and being overall generally supportive, so.
And, now, keep in mind, these guys were on TV, live TV, at 6 a.m. Seattle time. What time did the Today Show get there to start setting up your interview?
I believe I was around 4. I was zonked out through most of the setup, so I'm getting over a bug here that I caught a couple days ago.
Oh, remember we heard that bronchitis cough yesterday.
Right. So, yeah.
So, Mike, I know you haven't seen the video yet, but Jeff is wearing this orange jacket, the same jacket he's wearing in the picture where he's getting a lap dance on the website. And he's on the ground, and he's laying in this sleeping bag, and he keeps opening up and closing his cup of coffee, like, compulsively. And he's laying on his side.
Right.
Meanwhile, the other guy is standing up.
You're all animated. You don't know he's on national TV. Is he a little more rap tight than you are, Jeff?
What?
Is your partner in crime a little more keyed up than you are? What?
A little bit. He was up a little bit earlier in the morning. In the morning than I was, so I was just waking up. I was, you know, I'm a little tired.
I get the impression that you're the more laid back of the two.
Well, yeah, you got to take it mellow. You don't want to stress out too much over.
Yeah, you don't want to stress out when you've got that incredible pressure of waiting in line.
And he's got the hat on. He's got the ski cap on that's covering half of his head. And meanwhile, the other guy was standing up and like wearing a partial leather jacket and looked, you know, rather as together as you could possibly look.
Sure.
Then they got another shot of Jeff, who was just laying on the ground, propped up.
There you go.
But you guys, you scored. You mentioned our names. You did it not only once, but twice. You tell me, when do you want the next lap dance?
You tell us. We owe you.
Do you want? Give it a couple days.
You want to put it on the gift certificate? You call us and let us know when you need some relief.
Yeah, if you're feeling a little horny, you know, it's a good idea. We'll send one over.
We'll do. We'll give you guys a jingle. I have your number, so.
Give us a jingle.
And, again, you guys are men of your words, and we would like to stay in touch. I know that every goddamn disc jockey in the world is calling you, but we'd like to stay in touch with you to see if you really are going to go with us all the way till May.
Yeah, just keep on calling, and I will keep on updating you guys.
Got it. All right.
You guys come out razzing me, but because you're the shock jocks, and you got to get your emotional problems out over the air. But I'm the crazy guy that is getting my emotional problems out in line. So
okay, get a nap today. Okay,
gotcha.
Will do.
Hey, right. Jeff, again, good job, my friend.
Okay.
And let me
Not
see. Now, is this your website, Unholy Pirates?
No, I'm waiting for Star Wars. That's my
Oh, for Star Wars. All right, waitingforstarwars.com is where you can go to actually see these guys as they sit in front of the movie theater in Seattle.
In front of the cinerama.
The pictures of the lovely lady that you sent down are there as well. And if anybody's in the Seattle area and wants to, call me, I can, get you in contact with her if you think she's hot and want to experience her little,
Wait a minute. Jeff, has she turned you into a pimp of some kind?
No. I just want to thank her for doing it because it was very awkward for her, coming down here and doing, giving a lap dance to a guy in line. So.
I think he's in love. Well, either that or maybe she really took care of him.
Happy ending.
Was there a happy ending to your date with the stripper? You know what I mean?
No, there wasn't a happy ending, you know what I mean, so.
Oh, okay, maybe next time.
Did she,
Maybe, yeah. What was that?
Did she touch you?
Yes.
Did she touch you down there?
She rubbed down there.
There you go.
Okay, all right,
nothing
good.
Illegal.
All right, no problem.
No, I'm just trying to find out how far she went. No wonder you are smitten with this girl. Yes. No wonder.
I wouldn't say smitten with the girl, but...
But maybe a relationship could develop. Let me put it to you this way.
I highly doubt that.
Do you think that there's a way we could... would you like us to send her again?
I don't know.
Well, listen, hold on.
I'll let you guys know.
All right.
Variety is the spice of life.
I understand what you're saying, that you don't want her to be your girlfriend and that you don't want a relationship. But do you think that she could be a good FB?
FB.
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 You know an F bitch?
Probably.
She could be your FB.
Maybe. Well, we'll find out.
All right. Okay. Well, good talking to you, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Little punchy.
There he is.
I have a feeling if we talk to him every day,
it would
develop into a real hatred.
No. We'll call him like once every couple weeks.
Okay.
Just to make sure he's still there.
No, she's great. If anybody wants to know how to get in touch with him, what was that?
I mean,
that came out of left field. I can't believe she
must have given him the old...
Oh, I don't know. If you want to do her, call me.
I don't know.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are getting new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
Okay, but the one at the end is the best.
Yeah.
Really is. I think when he just says bye, Don and Mike.
See you, Don and Mike.
John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
That's our guy. That's our guy right there. He digs the lap dances.
Now, what does it say on the website there? At least it's gone to the website, which is...
SeattleStarWars.com.
SeattleStarWars.com. And what does it say?
A fan shall not know disloyalty, nor discouragement, nor personal hygiene.
Or personal hygiene. All right. Well, those are our guys.
They're funny.
There they go.
There you go.
Just remember when you hear them on every other goddamn radio show in America as May grows closer, that we were the first dumb disc jockeys to really hook up with them.
Man, they look like you. You don't want to dig in their crawl space.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Buzz.
Hi.
What's wrong with these tools? Don't they know the movie is already ruined with, like, NSYNC and Jar Jar Binks still in it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that.
Right.
I don't know why they're waiting in line. That's what attracted us to the story in the beginning.
Damn these people.
Yeah, there's another hostile individual. There are a large number of people that seem to get very angry at these guys.
Damn these people. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I like their wedding.
Hey, Don.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Don, listen, get a hold of Dennis Murphy.
Yeah?
And then make him give Glenn the stink face. You tie Glenn in a chair and make him give the stink face.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm sad to say that both of those guys would probably be up for that challenge.
Yeah, well, Dennis Murphy sometimes can give the stink face when he walks into a room.
We have one guy for the slap walk. Is that right?
Yes,
and we're waiting for a second guy.
Very good.
To show up here at the WNEW building. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, man. What's up?
Hey, turn down your radio, DA.
It's down.
Okay,
down.
All right.
Hey, those idiots could accomplish the same feat if they just stood in line for 30 days, much less 129.
I think we're all agreed with that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm sure they'll take that under advisement.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering, what's up with these guys? I mean, I know that everybody's saying that they're stupid for waiting in line, but, I mean, I purchased mine online already. I mean, from the warmth of my own home, I just clicked enter. What's up with these dick faces?
I don't know.
They want the best seat in the house.
Sir, I don't know what's up with these dick faces. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, it's Ricardo Provolone.
Ricardo Flomerow.
Hello, Ricardo.
I called you yesterday. I wanted to let you know I'm still over at the movie theater in Columbia, Maryland, waiting for KPAX 2.
Oh, yeah.
And where's my lap dance? Where's my Today Show appearance? Where's my hooker?
It's coming. I don't know Ricardo Provolone.
Ricardo Provolone.
Jeez. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I saw Charlie Broyhill waiting in line for the new Russell Crowe movie.
Really? A Beautiful Mind? Well, I guess we're not going to get any more details.
Don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You didn't say hello to Buzz this morning.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thank you for reminding me.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Don.
Hi, Melwood.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Well, you got your supporters out there,
he's
Buzz.
He's faithful, isn't he?
I forgot to say hi to you.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Okay.
Hi.
Got a break. Need one more guy for the slap-off, the high-intensity slap-off. Come on down to the New York Don and Mike broadcast headquarters at 57th and 7th. We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
We love taking your phone calls. These calls, 877-365-3636. Hey, Robbie, would you bring the guy out in the lobby, the guy who's out there for the slap-off already?
Well, just introduce everybody to the first contestant.
Very good.
Who is simply waiting for a challenger.
Come on now.
He's a big man.
Bring this dude in.
He's a man of larger carriage.
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Luis. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, Luis. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
And, Luis, now, for those who would want to take you on in the slap-off, what do you bring? Do you bring great endurance? Do you think you could slap a guy in the face and be slapped for 10 or 15 minutes nonstop?
Hell, I'm 18 and I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm about to beat someone's ass.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
So we're looking for a, what are your vitals? You could be about, 5'8", 5'9", something like that, 5'10"?
5'5".
5'5", you're shorter than that, okay.
Yeah.
But you're a thick guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. How much do you weigh in at, son? Roughly.
Last time I checked, 275.
275. All right, we're dealing with a guy that's a bit stocky here.
He's on the Don and Mike workout plan. There's
no doubt about that.
Nice.
Absolutely.
All right, Luis, we'll get you someone. Yeah. Go have a seat outside.
Luis looks a little crazy, too.
That is Luis. He's the contestant. He's here for the slap-off.
All right, hang in there, Luis. We'll get you an opponent.
He's just waiting for anybody to show up.
Yeah, come on.
Take him on. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I was wondering if you still need a contestant for the slap-off.
Yeah, we need. We just had Luis on.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we got a guy here.
Turn your radio up and pay attention.
But not when you're calling the show.
Please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Please.
Hello.
I want to just comment about those guys that are in front of the theaters.
In Seattle? Sure.
Yeah. I think, you know, that guy who called in earlier about saying he bought his off the internet or whatever, I think he's an a-hole because, you know, at least these guys have the balls to go out and do something memorable like that, you know? And
right.
It's just,
oh, now, this is a support call for those guys.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I like making it a political issue.
I do, too.
Backhanded. There's always someone to hate.
They're making memories. Remember that phrase.
Making memories, Rob.
Who's that, you know? You tell the grandchildren, you know, if they ever get some.
Who originally said that dumb making memories
thing? It had something to do with Garth Brooks.
Making memories.
I'm going to every Garth Brooks show because I'm making memories, duh.
Hello, duh. Mike Show. Hello.
Jello. Hey, I saw Charlie Broyhill sitting out in front waiting for Girls in the Mist 2.
Okay, that was a better movie. That was a better one than the Russell Crowe one.
Charlie's waited for a lot of movies. Dunstan Checks In.
Yeah. Ed.
Any Which Way But Loose.
Mike Show, hello. Ed was the one that had the guy from Friends with the monkey who was the baseball player.
What's wrong with Matthew Broderick?
Oh, Project X.
Project X.
With Helen Hunt.
He's waited for that one. He waited four times for Planet of the Apes.
Four times.
Hello. Right. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Is this Don and Mike Show?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, D.A.
He even waited in line for the right stuff.
I just want to know, I went to the show when you gave away the car?
Yes.
I want to know why Lisa doesn't wear a thong.
Lisa doesn't wear a thong. Lisa, would you like to come in here and answer this gentleman?
Why doesn't Lisa wear a thong? How could you? Were you staring at her ass that much?
Yeah, apparently I was.
All right, well, let's see if she can answer that question for you.
It's a fair question.
Also, Charles Broyhill waiting for the third remake of King Kong.
Right.
That's right.
I didn't hear the question.
This gentleman on the phone, Lisa, would like to know why he was at the car giveaway, and he is asking you why you do not wear a thong.
Well, A, that's none of his business.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, I do.
Why don't you speak to him? Is he still on the phone?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, why were you looking at my ass?
Why was I looking at your ass? Am I not allowed to look at your ass?
Oh, no, you are. I presume a heterosexual male, which makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. See, now you're getting the real Lisa.
Right.
You're getting the real Lisa.
Right, I am.
Oh, no, it's neither thong. Yes,
I apparently was looking at your ass like we had established already, and apparently I thought I saw some big panties. But like that, you gotta wear a thong.
All right, thank you, sir. It's a compliment, thank you. Lisa.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Thanks.
Right.
That was a compliment.
Yeah.
Charlie Broyhill now sitting out there watching, waiting for the remake of Jumanji.
Trying to think of any monkey movies at all. The Reluctant Astronaut with Don Knotts. That's another one.
There you go.
Where they send the chimp up into space. And I know you said the right stuff because there's a monkey in that one, too.
See, remember the monkey's in the thing like, this is the gravity check.
When all of the, and all the astronauts. Oh, I know another one.
What?
Space Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a scene in that where they tell Clint Eastwood and.
They're going to use a monkey instead of a
human. Tommy Lee Jones are going to use an ape.
Monkey.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry, monkey. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, come on.
You're proper by saying ape, but it's funnier to say monkey.
Yes. Don and Mike Show.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to talk to your rating about your ratings in New York. I'd like to know which ones are higher, your ratings in New York or Rob's infomercial on JFK on Saturday morning?
Probably Rob's infomercial on Saturday morning.
You get more calls.
Now you have to be depressed. No. That's the worst show in the world.
A Rob's infomercial show? Oh, well, come on.
May I invite you to tune in on Saturday and hear me pick up my check?
Hello, Don. Don, my show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Hey, I thought your rules were you had to be that guy who's on for the contest. I thought you had to be 21.
Yeah, you do. You do, and he was a DA for coming in and telling us he was 18.
He's 18?
Yeah, he came in and said he's 18.
Oh, well, he can't do it now.
Yeah, you got to be 21.
Send the lease home, Lisa.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's better if you just lie about your age, yeah.
Always.
You come to play a game. Just
is he leaving?
Just lie about your age.
Bring a fake ID.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
He said darn.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Buzz, I have parted my butt cheeks, and I'm going to give you a stink face.
Jorge! It's been a long
Jorge.
Time. Long time no call, buddy.
Then we can do the slap off. I'm going to slap the cheese right off your face, Buzzy.
Oh, fancy.
You change time slots on me.
To make it harder for you to find me, Jorge.
You don't have to work very hard to make me harder.
Thank you, Jorge.
Okay, goodbye, Buzz.
Goodbye, Jorge.
And keep Marsha off the air.
Okay, goodbye.
Oh, she's a bitch.
It makes him jealous. That's what it is.
Meow.
Oh, man. That's good. It's a blast from the past.
Yeah, it is.
That's back from the days when Charlie Broyhill used to wait in line waiting to see Greystoke.
For the Tarzan movie.
That's right. Sure.
Right, I got you. Go directly to. Is Jorge the guy who called up? Maybe his greatest call ever is when he said he wanted to brush his teeth
with my love.
With love. Yes.
With your love.
Brush his teeth because of love.
His greatest call ever.
I thought it was his greatest.
Buzz, I want to brush my teeth with your love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Man.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say about those two guys waiting in line. I think you should have sent them a man.
Do you think they're gay?
It sounds like it. They don't sound masculine.
Well, the nasty one is the horny one. Thank you, though, my friend.
I think, really, the reason we got two mentions on the Today Show is because that guy is super turbo horny.
Right.
And we came flat out and asked him if he was gay or not, and he said no.
No.
He's heterosexual, and he enjoyed his lap dance.
He liked the hoe. Oh, listen, we got this on the instant feedback from Barry in Virginia.
Barry.
Here's the latest from the weather a-holes on television.
Oh.
Burger Jeff on Channel 4 and the Bull Dyke on Channel 9.
Oh.
I've got to assume he's talking about Hillary Howard.
Right.
Both are now confident that the current temperature is above freezing and no weather precipitation events are underway. Thanks, douchebag. Channel 7 is already running a promo touting, when a dangerous winter storm struck, we told you where it was happening. What a tremendous service for folks who don't have goddamn windows. Isn't that like saying when terrorists attacked the Pentagon? Hold on. Isn't that like saying when terrorists attacked the D.C., we told you where the Pentagon is?
Yeah, exactly. It's, I mean, right. And that's one of my knocks on the Weather Channel, too. The Weather Channel spends most of their time telling you what it's doing at that moment. They don't predict weather.
I apologize for screwing up the reading of that. Mike, I'm going to ask you to get out your copy of USA Today.
Very good.
Because it's that time. It's Craig Wilson time. And Robbie, you got to find the theme in there, Feelings by Morris Albert. Now, I maintain that we have had an effect on this guy. You're correct. I'm getting an instant message. We need two guys for this lap off because you do have to be 21. We're going to give Luis a prize anyway.
Good.
We're going to give Luis the Blockbuster Game Pass so he can go to Blockbuster every day for a month and rent a video game for PlayStation or PlayStation 2 or for the GameCube or for the Xbox. Sorry, Luis, you got to be 21 to be in the slap off. So now the guy Craig Wilson. Is this guy, he's a homo who writes a column in USA Today. And we've been reading the columns on the air for the last, I don't know, a month and a half?
Yeah, we enjoy that. And, I think that if he is writing a column like this because he's heard of what we do, I think it makes it even funnier that we read the column like this when it is not necessarily one of his high school decorating committees.
And generally the columns have been about how he loves his dogs,
right,
and his relationship with his partner, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
And his mom, a lot about his mom and about how he was on the decorating committee for his high school prom.
Right.
But this week, it's a totally manly column, but we will read it the same way. Welcome to the weekly reading of The Final Word by Craig Wilson in the USA Today. Now that last week's New Year bowl games have passed,
nothing.
I long for the good old days where life was really just a bowl of cherries, or at least oranges.
Oh.
No sponsor needed.
There was the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, the Orange Bowl in Miami, the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Straightforward, clean, simple.
No longer.
The Sugar Bowl is now the Nokia Sugar Bowl. The Orange Bowl is the FedEx Orange Bowl. And the Cotton Bowl is the Southwestern Dell Cotton Bowl.
What next?
Well, I'll tell you. This year, there was also the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, the Mainstay Independence Bowl, the Crucial.com Humanitarian Bowl, the AXA Liberty Bowl, and one of my favorites, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. A combo that could only be made on Madison Avenue. Sounds like something that shouldn't be done to a peach or a chicken.
My beloved Orange Meadow Syracuse played in something called the Insight.com Bowl. What kind of name is that for a bowl game? I was almost too embarrassed to watch. At least they won, but I'm not sure that's an honor.
Do you boys grow up dreaming that someday they'll play in the Insight.com Bowl? I don't think so.
The only one better was the GalleryFurniture.com Bowl in Houston. I can only hope everyone who showed up got at least a free Lazy Boy rocker for being brave enough to attend an event with such a foolish name.
Have we no shame? I can answer that. No. We have become a nation willing to sell ourselves to the highest bidder. I predicted in the not-too-distant future, grave markers will come with sponsors.
Craig Wilson, 1949 to 2030, brought to you by USA Today.
Feelings like I've never
2030, that's funny.
And can it be too long before the White House will be the Exxon White House or the Philip Morris White House or even the Chick-fil-A White House? Maybe the name could change with each administration depending on which company was willing to put up the most money. Not that this hasn't been going on for years at the White House. It's just that Washington is a tad more subtle about it.
Nothing subtle about the GalleryFurniture.com bowl. Texas A&M won that one, by the way, but there's still no word whether the Aggies will display the trophy and admit to playing in such a thing.
But my father used to say, if you can't beat them, join them. But being a realist, I have decided to join on and sell out early in the new year. The heck with subtlety. Make me an offer. I'll put whatever name on this column you want, just as long as the price is right.
The L.L. Bean final word has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
So does the BMW final word, especially if it comes with free use of a car. And the cake bread seller's final word doesn't sound so bad either.
All offers will be considered. The winner will be announced at halftime of the Super Bowl. That is such a simple thing still exists.
I'm telling you, that's our influence, man.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, that's why he wrote about football.
But you can still see some stuff in there, you know?
Yeah, like L.L. Bean.
Yeah, and do boys grow up dreaming?
I know, but there was no stuff like about dogs and
Jack and Adirondack chairs.
But listen, you know where you get it?
You get it from what he talks about, his cake bread seller's final word.
Yeah,
you know, his little Chardonnay reference.
Is that what cake bread seller's is?
It's white wine. They specialize in white. How do I know that?
I don't.
That would be so good on an Adirondack chair.
There you go. Well, anyway, I say that is right there, folks. You want influence? That this show influences the media? You want proof of that?
I'm going to write a column about bowl game.
There it is.
There you are.
You know what? I have figured out.
Fiesta Bowl.
Sugar.
What is that, Cut 12?
Yeah.
Cut 12?
You be the editor.
All right.
Okay, and I'm going to be Craig Wilson.
Very good. Hey, Craig, can you come into my office, please?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know if you're aware.
Hi, editor.
Hi, Craig. Listen, I don't know if you're aware of the fact that Don and Mike have been reading your columns and poking fun at you and the newspaper.
I've heard about that. It's hurt me.
Craig, one of the reasons they're doing that is you write about non-manly things all the time. You write about decorating and your dogs and, baby.
My partner, Jack.
Partner Jack, and and how you were
Adirondack chairs,
and how you were chairman of your high school prom decorating committee.
I was there with Hawaiian luau.
Craig, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to butch up the column a little bit. I'd like you to macho it up a little bit. Can you do that for us?
Craig Wilson, answer to no man.
I know that, Craig, but we really need you.
Actually, answer to many men. But
we'd like you to write a column about football.
Excuse me, I think I'm going to be sick.
Now listen to me, Craig.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Now, Craig, listen to me, please.
Is there a paper bag I can breathe into?
Craig, listen, I want you to write about the bowl game. I know you don't like football.
You know what? I'm going to have to discuss this with my partner, Jack.
Craig, it's really important to the newspaper that you
write. Would you leave, please?
And
tell Jack to come in. I have to discuss this with Jack.
Yes, Craig.
Oh. You are not going to believe what he wants me to do.
Be on top?
No! You know, because of those two pigs?
Yes.
That do the radio show?
Are the ones that read your column?
Yeah. He wants me to write a column about football.
Oh! No! Please tell me it's not true. Well, you're not going to do it, are you?
I don't know.
Is he threatening you with your job?
No, but... Well, yes. Well, and you know what? And I got sick and I had to breathe into the paper bag.
Heavens no.
I don't even know anything about football.
Oh, I don't either. We don't watch that silly, brutal game with men pummeling each other.
I am so upset. I'm going to need some cake bread sellers.
Oh, have you really thought about what you're going to do?
I'll do what I always do.
Yes, that's right. You'll bend over and take it.
I'll take it.
That's what I love about you, Gregory.
Ask Al Neworth to come back in.
All right, very good. Write about Think Fake. Hold on just a second.
Ask him to come back in.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
You.
Later, Gregory.
Goodbye, Jack.
Did you get a chance to talk to Jack?
Yes, and I decided that I will do what I do best,
all right,
which is bend over.
Very good.
And I'd like you to see the column that I've written right here.
Send it already, huh?
I send it already.
It's a joke reality right here. Later that day.
Hey, corporate sponsors, bowl me over with offers.
Man, I see you got cake bread sellers in there. Well, all right, I guess I can let it go. Well, you're talking about the names on the bowl games. That's fine, Craig. We'll accept that. And maybe next week you could write a column about professional wrestling.
No, never.
Well, we'll talk about
it. Never.
All right, Craig, go back to your desk. Your partner, Jack, is waiting for you.
Thank you.
All right, get out of my office, please.
Thank you. Jack.
Now he's a beast, that man, but I'm so glad you're doing that because somebody's got to pay the rent while I'm Mr. Mom. Oh. Taking care of our cats and dog.
Murphy.
Murphy.
Is that the dog's name, really? Murphy.
Delightful.
Dog Murphy.
Super duper.
Okay. I made brownies.
Oh, I bet.
Real fudge brownies.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz. How you doing, boys?
Hello. Ryan.
I'll tell you, this guy, it's a feeble attempt for him to sound manly. But, Don, the way you read that, you could make the reading of, like, every Die Hard movie put together sound gay.
I'll take that as a compliment. And I thank you for that.
It's an uncanny thing you got there.
Attention, Neil's is dead.
Which one of those...
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, mother effer.
Which one of those Ophelias that you guys were reading before vacation do you think this guy's into?
Oh, Craig Wilson, I would not even venture to comment.
You'd have to really put the secret camera.
I'm sure he has a totally normal sex life.
Absolutely.
So say anything that can keep us away from a lawsuit.
Please.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Calling from New York.
Hi.
I want to complain about how you're going to be pronouncing February in a couple of weeks.
Some guy's like ahead of the game right here.
February. Get ready for it.
Pronounce it.
Get ready for it.
Let's go around the room and let's get how we will all. How will you be pronouncing it?
Like I always do. February.
And Buzz?
February.
I will say February.
Feb.
February.
Oh, come on. You say February?
February.
I say February.
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 The Buzz and I are together.
February.
I think technically the correct pronunciation, if you're going to be technical about
it, February.
Is February.
Correct. And you guys are all, it's like saying...
I say February.
It's like saying library. I got to go to the library.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's as bad as saying library.
I got to go to the library. Oh, wait, but wait, there's an ambulance there.
February.
In February.
I think I'll change mine to February.
No, it's February. That's how you pronounce February. Hey, but listen, you're white. It's only...
Didn't we have a discussion, though, that perhaps the R is silent?
We
had the discussion.
I think it's optional.
Well, now, how do you know? Now, how do you know? Did Carrot Top tell you?
Yes, he did. Guys, it's only January 9th.
I'm just curious, though, did we get the definitive word on that?
I believe that we
did.
And
who wrote that book to tell us, whether... It's like poinsettia or poinsettia.
Both are correct. We have something like 24 days to figure it out, though.
I understand, but he brought it up, and, what better way to solve it than before the month comes up on the calendar?
Rob, what site are you possibly going to go to?
Go to a dictionary site.
Go to a dictionary site.
Yeah.
I've got a dictionary right here.
What's it say?
Damn it, you're right. Well, actually, there's three or four different acceptable pronunciations.
Well, what are they?
What are the acceptable pronunciations?
February.
Oh, February is acceptable.
Yeah.
Well, then we're all right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
About did you say what?
Say what you like, then.
We're all free to do whatever we like.
And that's no
best way.
No,
but actually, if you really wanted to say it, we're all correct.
And, Rob, what did you find?
Oh. Not free to do what we like.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, Webster only lists two pronunciations.
Buzz and I are bickering over here right now. I don't know whether you two are noticing.
No, what are you bickering about?
We're bickering because Buzz is not giving me my props on this. It's, both pronunciations are correct.
What does dictionary.com say, Rob?
February or February.
All right.
There it is.
Correct.
Either one. That's the same thing Lisa just got from Merriam-Webster's Collegian Dictionary.
Well, then let me make the case that it sounds goofy.
Ah, main entry pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
February.
February?
February.
There you go. Right there. There's the correct pronunciation.
Even when they list two, the first one is the preferred. So the preferred is February.
February, the way I've been saying it for years. Christ, you guys. Come on, please.
Well, it's the way it's spelled.
I know. It's right. Common sense, Buzz.
Well, where is February in here at all?
Not on that one, no.
Webster's regular dictionary lists that as a possible second pronunciation. February.
Guys, hold on. You know what that sound is? That's the sound of radios being turned off across America.
You're right.
What?
Let's please move off this topic. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
They just had that guy on the NBC News, the guy sitting in Seattle. He said your names.
Oh, you know what? That must have just I think it just ran now.
Right.
On the West Coast.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you, my friend. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tim from Bethesda.
Hi, Tim.
It's called, I know how to pronounce the next month.
Okay.
It's February. What?
February.
February.
Right.
Wrestling fan.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, can you tell Robbie to warm up his sleeping bag because they're wrapping up post-production on Schindler's Other Fist?
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Wow.
All right, everybody, please.
Boy, a lot of strange hate calls coming in.
For God,
can
thanks.
He be kind?
Let's break. We'll be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
All right, let's
see.
Mike,
I got a phone call.
No. I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh.
I'm going to take a phone call.
Well, where's the phone?
I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed.
Not buying
it. Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
All right, wow, we had way too many wacky tapes there.
I love them.
We had the Seattle guys, then we had the Dennis Miller thing.
They got the voodoo.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we do.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's a national number, 877-365-3636. Works from anywhere. Washington, D.C., on our home station, WJFK. Your special number is 202-432-1067. And here in New York at WNEW, 877-692-1027. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, are you guys having some kind of smacking contest today?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. That we've had... All the guys that have shown up now have been under 21 years old.
Right. Yeah, it seems to be a young man's deal.
And it's our fault. We should have announced that the station has a policy with the contest.
If you're going to come down here and beat the crap out of each other, you have to be at least 21.
You got to be 21
at least.
I'm 25, so.
Well, hey, listen, I tell you what. Now, we're running out of time on today's show. We may have to postpone the slap off until tomorrow. To let the guys know that you got to be 21.
You have to be 21 to enter.
If you make the promise to come down tomorrow, we'll hold off on the slap off till tomorrow.
That sounds good to me.
All right, where are you from?
Right here in Fairfax.
Oh boy.
Okay, we're in New York right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're over here now.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, DA.
What?
Bye, bye.
I'm in Fairfax. So you gonna do it? What? I want to come down and get hit.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
With a rock.
Hello.
In the head.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
God damn it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You know, my favorite part of the show is taking on-screen calls, but God damn it.
I understand.
If we're gonna just pick up the phone, you got to be there.
Because you wore the unlucky sweater today.
Oh, this is a lucky sweater, Mike.
It's an unlucky sweater.
This is a lucky sweater.
Let me tell you why that's an unlucky sweater.
It's a lucky sweater.
Because you're not wearing the colors of the team that you have the logo for. That's why that's an unlucky
This is a lucky Green Bay Packers sweater.
It's a lovely sweater. Name me something lucky that's happened to you when you've been wearing that sweater.
Okay, well, what can I say? I know. I came down today, and you were there when I came down to catch my cab.
It's a lucky sweater.
Hello. It's not in my show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Where's,
40.
Hey, 40, how you doing?
I'm chilling. What's going on?
Hey, well, we're bowling you guys next week, right?
You better bring the lucky sweater next week. I'm going to hit you with the drunken hook.
The drunken hook. Now, 40, you have been to a couple of our bowling matches, and you make the claim that you're a bit of a bowler. You bowl often, right?
Mm-mm.
Well, how come you're always trying to coach us?
No, I said I know how to bowl. Not that I bowl often.
Now, who's bowling on your team next week? Is it...
You can do it all.
Who's bowling on your team next week? Is it your brother, Grady Smoke?
Grady Smoke. Fifth Element. My boy, Big Mo.
How big is Big Mo?
Not very big at all. We just called him that.
All right.
And then we're looking for a fifth because we all, it's going to be all Brouhaha crew, though.
All right. Well, listen, that's not tonight. We're bowling the firefighters
right. In
Bedford, New York. Next Wednesday night, we're going to be in Bethesda, Maryland
right. At
the brand new, the name of the lanes are...
Strike Bethesda. It's owned by the people that own Bowmore up here, so it's going to rock.
It's next Wednesday night in Bethesda, Maryland. We're going to be taking on 40 and his crew.
Yeah.
Hey, 40, let me ask you something. Being a proud black man, your feelings on the divorce of Michael and Juanita Jordan?
My feelings on it?
Yes.
I mean, you know, with it's always been a lot going on with them as far as the media and everything, you know, as far as him being away and the gambling thing, and he's like, I'm going to retire to be home with my kids, and then he come back and play in a whole another city. I mean, it's probably bound to happen one way or the other.
Well, I only ask because we have Juanita Jordan on the other telephone line.
Yeah, I heard she was going to be on the show today. I'm eager to hear her comments.
I bet.
Well, hold on. I'll leave you on hold, and I'll come back and perhaps see what you think of her comments.
All right.
Hold on, please. Let's now go. Let me see.
We've got her on the line. She's, I think, on line number 3, as a matter of fact.
Let me see. Hold on. And if I do this,
let's see what's happening here. Juanita Jordan joining the Don and Mike Show.
JJ.
Hello.
I heard something in the background. I heard, hello, Juanita, are you there? No, it doesn't seem to be working. Let's see if we can bring that phone line up here. Juanita, come in, please.
A weak connection. No, wait, what I'm doing...
Juanita?
Wait, hold on, but I don't want it to come up. See, what I want to do is...
Juanita!
Right, but Juanita's on this handset.
Right.
So you need to pot up this phone, I think.
Excuse me, Mrs. Jordan?
Juanita?
Hello?
Mrs.
Hello?
No? Doesn't seem to be working. Mrs. Jordan? Mrs. Jordan, are you there?
Hello, Dad.
Come in, Mrs. Jordan.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Rob. Hold on.
Hello, Mrs. Jordan?
Hello, Dad.
These long-distance hookups are always tricky.
Hold on.
I think we have her on satellite, too.
No. Listen, here's what we do. Pick up this phone right here.
Right.
And dial that number right there.
All right, we're going to try to get her on. We seem to have lost contact with Mrs. Jordan, who, as many of you may know by now, filed for divorce yesterday from Michael Jordan after their marriage of 12 years.
All right, now what I'm going to do is just pick this up.
Right.
Let me see. This should be...
Irreconcilable difference.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. This is Mrs. Jordan's people. Are you ready for Mrs. Jordan?
Yes, we are. Can you put Mrs. Jordan on the line, please?
Juanita, you're going to have to come to the phone now. Hold
very
on.
Good. Put that gentleman back on for a second. Is this Mrs. Jordan's publicist?
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
My name?
Yeah, is it
Stein?
What's the first name?
Jake Stein. Can you hold, please?
Yes, sir. We're holding for Mrs. Jordan.
Juanita!
All right. I think she's coming to the phone right now.
Hello?
Mrs. Jordan.
This is Juanita Jordan.
Juanita Jordan, hi. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. We're delighted to have you on.
Hello, baby.
We're very disappointed at the news of your divorce to Michael. How did that come about? We understand you've cited irreconcilable differences. Can you talk about any of the reasons why you're divorcing Michael Jordan?
Well, I can tell you that the boy can have a vertical leap of 4.5 feet, but in bed, he cannot have a vertical leap of 4.5 inches.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. So he's not performing well for you in the bedroom?
He cannot go strong to the hole.
Oh, no.
He cannot make a layup to save his life.
Now, I read in the newspaper today, it's in actually one of the New York papers today, that
yes. You
had a private eye tail Michael for 4 years. Juanita, is that true?
I did, and I'll tell you what else I would do.
What's that?
I would smell his underpants.
And what would be the result of the smell check?
I would smell fish on his underpants when he'd come back from a road trip.
Now, what do you want in this divorce settlement?
I want everything.
You want everything?
I want everything.
You do?
I want all the money.
Well, I don't think you can get all the money, Mrs. Jordan.
I want all the cars. I want all the Hanes underpants.
Now,
I want all the Gatorade.
You seem to have quite a bit of pent-up rage, Mrs. Jordan. Why so angry?
Why so angry?
Don't get mad. Don't yell at me.
I'll tell you why so angry.
Oh, my God.
You listen to me, mother effer. I'll tell you why so angry.
Mrs. Jordan, there's no need for that kind of language.
He comes here and he just drops his seed inside me.
I bake the babies.
Right.
I squeeze out the babies.
Yes.
And who's here to take care of the babies?
I guess he's on the road a lot.
He's
right?
On. You know what he does? Sends me a case of goddamn ballpark Frank.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
To feed his children.
And you just got fed up? Is that it? What about?
Yeah,
you?
He's with the whores. He's drinking and whoring. I'm smelling his underpants at night.
So there is a lot of womanizing. Is that part of the reason for the irreconcilable differences?
I want to tell you something. His finger. I used to smell his fingers.
Oh, you did? Really? How would you do that without him becoming suspicious, Mr. How would you subtly smell his fingers?
I would smell his fingers at night when he would sleep in the bed.
Oh, really?
He would slip in the bed very quietly.
What did his fingers smell like, Mrs. Jordan?
They smell like poutine.
I had no idea they smelled like poutine. Now, I understand that his fortune is estimated at $398 million.
That's right.
How much of that will you be asking for in the divorce?
$398 million.
Really? Wow. You want the whole thing?
That's right.
What about his string of steakhouses? What about his steakhouses, Mrs. Jordan?
I want that. And I want it on the record right now. I do not have a problem with feminine odor.
Really?
He has claimed that about me. I understand that Elvis Presley has claimed that about me.
Oh, wow. My God. Mrs. Jordan, can I ask you another question?
Yes, and incidentally, which one of the nice white boys is this Don or Mike?
This is Mike. Don has gone out to the bathroom for a bathroom break. He was dying to talk to you, Mrs. Jordan.
Are you the one that has a problem with completion?
That is true, ma'am. I'm on a antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication.
But you
Paxil,
come over here.
Really?
I'll tell you what I do. I fill a bathtub up with $1,000 bills.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And then
I've always wanted to be a kept man.
With all the pictures of Michael and his shaved head on the wall.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure that you and I can get together and you can plant your demon seed deep inside me. And then you can abandon me and the children every other goddamn man in the world.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. And Mrs. Jordan, you sound like you're so obsessed with this. I hope you're able to make it through. What about the rumors of Michael being that high-rolling gambler? Did he have a gambling problem or that you're aware of? I mean,
of
there's the womanizing and then it's always...
Of course he did.
Really.
He would smell of chips. He would smell of poontang. I don't want to go down front now.
When you smelled his fingers at night, would you smell the smell of gambling chips?
Yes, gambling chips. Red ones, blue ones, black ones. I would like to announce now something on the station.
Oh, really? Is this an exclusive, Mrs. Jordan?
I am divorcing Michael Jordan.
We're aware of that. That's not an exclusive.
And I am engaged to marry my life partner, the man who I've recently discovered is my true love.
Really?
Mr. Abe Poland.
Really?
Wow.
The owner of the Washington Wizards.
He's so much older than you are. You're 42 years old, and he's...
nearly 100.
Nearly 100 years old. I didn't know...
You know why I love him so?
Why do you love him so?
He reminds me of Homer Simpson's boss.
Mr. Burns.
On The Simpsons.
Why? I mean, you're going to have all the money you need. Why are you marrying Abe Poland? There's got to be some reason besides the money.
Because he can fire Michael.
Oh, really?
He's Michael's boss.
So you're actually going to have Michael fired.
Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Chicago.
Yes, sir.
That big fat ass from the Chicago Bulls.
Will you be applying for in the divorce the mansion? Are you going to keep the mansion
everything.
In Illinois? Everything.
I want everything.
Well, you might not be able to get everything.
I will get everything I want. Nina Jordan.
Now, were you aware of any specific women that he womanized
yes,
with?
Yes, and I want to announce that also on your show.
So you've actually got a list of women
I have pictures
really?
Of my man, Michael,
really?
Having anal pleasures with a woman. Now, let me get the name.
All right, get the name, please, because these are serious accusations of Mr.
Right
Jordan.
Now, the name of the woman.
Yes.
And I have pictures of anal, oral,
right?
And acts of bestiality.
Oh, my goodness. Well, who is this person?
Her name, this whore's name,
yes,
is Lisa Herndon.
Wow.
No, that can't be right. She's the producer of the Don and Mike show.
Let me describe her to you.
All right, please do.
She has brownish blonde hair.
That is accurate, yes.
Very curvaceous.
yes,
wearing very tight jeans.
Yes.
And today wearing a very attractive top,
yes,
which I believe was purchased by your wife,
yes,
for her for Christmas.
I believe you're absolutely right about that. I had no idea. She's been having a love affair with Michael Jordan?
I have the pictures.
Oh, my God. Look
I have the pictures.
Are you going to release the pictures to the press?
Yes, I am.
Can you put them on our website, please?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Well,
this woman is a whore. She is a home wrecker.
Oh, no.
And that is not the only woman who has been with my husband that I have the pictures of.
Oh, dear.
Also, there's a man.
A man that he's been involved with?
There's a man.
I have not. Michael Jordan, the great Michael Jordan, involved with another man?
There's a man named Craig Wilson.
Craig Wilson.
No.
You mean the writer for U.S.
That's right.
Oh,
I have that picture as well.
Who to thunk it? Anybody else at USA Today that Michael Jordan's been involved
no.
with by any chance?
Wow. Yes, I have a picture of him receiving an oral favor,
yes,
from a man named Bruce Marsky.
Rudy Marsky, yeah, from USA Today.
I have a three-way photo.
Oh, that is incredible.
Of my husband, Michael Jordan, having sex with Lisa Herndon and wrestler Dwayne Johnson.
Juanita, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, baby.
Juanita, you know, there's all these rumors floating around, of course, that he was a cheating husband.
He was a bastard.
Why were you not able to satisfy him? And what, did he make a sexual demand?
Why was I not able to satisfy him?
Yes, why weren't you able to satisfy Michael?
Yeah. Open mouth, open arms, open legs.
Oh, dear.
Open 24 hours a day.
But he didn't seem to be interested. What was it? Why didn't you click with him?
He said I had a feminine odor problem.
Oh, dear. I had no idea.
I said, you know who has the feminine odor problem? Your big thumb.
Oh, yeah.
That's what has the feminine odor problem.
Boy, you sound extremely bitter. I'm so sorry.
I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed that, you know what?
Yes.
I'm going to go out and have sex with Jeff Van Gundy.
Oh, that man. Now, that's ugly. That's seriously ugly.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a tour of the NBA.
Really?
And I'm going to have sex with every NBA coach.
Oh, fantastic.
Phil Jackson. George Karl. Oh, that's good. And you know what else?
Any college coaches that you're going to be sleeping with?
Mike Krzyzewski.
How about that really fat coach? You're gonna do
the coach of Utah? I can't remember his name right now, but I know who you're talking
very,
about.
Very exciting. How did you feel about Michael playing baseball when he retired from the NBA to go play minor league baseball?
I said that. You know, I said, darling, if that's what you want to do,
right,
you go out and you live your dream. But you know what? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You ever seen that movie, Bull Durham?
Mm-hmm.
That might as well have been Bull Michael Jordan S. Durham.
Oh, you're so angry.
Because he was having sex with the baseball Annies.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's terrible.
I also have a photograph of him having sex with Bugs Bunny on the set of Space Jam.
Were there any kinky things that Michael was into? Anything in particular that he was into?
He was into something called, and I'm not sure what this is, but I'm
told it. Have been on the Don and Mike show recently.
I'm told that he enjoyed doing something with plants and bushes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, like sticks?
Yes. And also he enjoyed something called, now the doctor told me that there's a name for it. Let me look at this again. The name is coprophilia.
Oh, that's not sticks. That's a
wow.
So that's a serious accusation,
yeah,
Mrs. Jordan.
That
is a horrible thing to say.
I'm so glad that I could come on the show and let my side come out. Now, I want to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
That I know many men out there resent me because I'm going to take everything from Michael.
Oh, you're going to take it? You're going to clean him out?
I'm going to take everything.
Right.
But I just want to say I deserve everything because I've been at home.
Right.
While he's been out drinking and whoring.
Yes, yes, and smoking cigars.
And I want to say that this is not a normal divorce like when you, Mike, went
yes.
through your divorce.
Right, yes.
When your friend Don went through his divorce.
I understand.
I know that both of you men, you were wonderful, wonderful men to your first wives.
Yes, very much so.
And God knows that those women, they should have paid you, honey.
Yes, if only it had been true.
They should have paid you.
If only it had been through 1 year.
But I am going to take him for everything he's got.
Well, I know you sound like a woman scorned and hell hath no fury. We are all feeling very bad for this, Juanita, and I'm so sorry. I hope everything works out for you.
Don't feel bad for me, baby. Larry Bird's coming over tonight.
Oh, God bless
you. I'm going to take on Larry Bird, and I got news for you.
Yes?
I'm going to do it with Magic Johnson, and I'm going to do it unprotected.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Juanita.
I'm not afraid, and bring over Cookie. I'll do Cookie as well.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll do both the Johnsons.
Lil Penny, will you be doing Lil Penny also?
Lil Penny Hardaway? Yes, I'll do the big Penny, and then I'll do the little marionette.
You know, and I know I have to ask you one last time. Have you ever at any time had sex with Dennis Rodman?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
And so is my husband.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
My husband is bisexual.
Well, you've made that very clear. Juanita, we want to wish you the very best, and feel free to come on the show anytime.
I want to say hello to my lawyer.
Yes, who's your lawyer?
Mr. Donald Ephraim.
Donald Ephraim, he's doing the game. Well, he's based in Chicago.
He's a wonderful man, I want to say. He's also pleasured me many times.
Anybody else you'd like to say hello to?
Joe Coyne.
Joe Coyne, yes.
And, of course, Elliot Ephraim.
They're wonderful. You know, they represent us, too, coincidentally, Juanita.
I would like to mention with my $396 million that I get from Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
One of the first things I intend on doing...
What are you going to do?
...is buying Infinity Broadcasting.
Really?
Wow. And I'm going to fire Ken Stephens.
Wow, I had no idea.
And I'm immediately going to put you guys on WYSP so I can listen to you while I'm having anal with Allen Iverson.
Okay, Juanita, that's great news. Good luck to you, ma'am.
I am now going to go, and I am going to be with my man, Abe.
Oh, Abe Poland, yes.
My man, Abe Poland.
Well, have a wonderful time.
I want to thank you for letting me be on this show.
It's certainly our pleasure, Juanita.
And my husband, he is a son of a bitch.
I understand.
And I will get everything, and I do not have a problem with the feminine odors.
I believe you, Juanita.
And
really
let me tell you something. I don't know where you are. This Lisa Herndon,
yes.
But I want to tell you something.
She's producing a show right now, Juanita.
I want to tell you something. You don't come after my man anymore.
I understand.
I'm going to go down and have sex with Abe. I'm going to have sex in his wheelchair.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself, Juanita.
It's been very nice talking to you.
A pleasure to talk with you. God bless.
God bless you long time.
Okay.
God bless you real good.
Take care, Juanita.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And this is Mike.
This is Mike, Juanita.
Mike, it's been great talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Juanita.
You're a wonderful, wonderful man.
Thank you. I know I am.
Do you do the funny voices?
Yes, I do, Juanita.
You know what?
Yeah.
Do the retarded boy for me.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Charlie. Oh, I love that.
Thank you, Juanita. That's very nice.
That.
I'm glad you enjoyed. I know you enjoyed Charlie. Everybody loves Charlie.
I love Charlie.
That's very good, Juanita.
You know what I don't like on your show, though?
Who do you not like?
Who's the one that hates black?
That would be Rob Spiewak. He's here, too, right now. Would you like to say something to Rob?
Hi, JJ.
Hey, didn't I see you at the clam meeting, boy?
No. You're kidding, of course.
I'm kidding, of course.
We're good friends. Come over sometime. You and Abe.
In his wheelchair.
Honest Abe in his wheelchair.
I got a ramp at my house.
Hey, God bless you, Juanita.
All right, I got to go.
You take care of yourself.
I got to go. My lawyer's calling. Abe's calling from his wheelchair.
You don't have sex with that man.
I will. God bless you all day.
God bless you real good.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Juanita.
Goodbye, Mike.
Take care.
And goodbye to you, Michael Elston.
Goodbye, Juanita. Very angry. There she goes.
Very angry one.
She is so angry and bitter. Don, you won't believe this. You just missed Juanita Jordan.
Did I really?
She's very, very mad. She claims she's going to take everything from Michael. We'll have to track the divorce proceedings and have her on the show again.
I guess we'll have to.
Yes, absolutely.
She did left you a message, though. Left you a good message.
What was that?
God bless you all day.
Yeah, God bless you all day. And God bless you real good.
Well, let's see, Mr. 40. So, Mr. 40, what do you think?
A long time.
I do all right at that?
I spit my beer a couple of times, but it's all good.
All right. Okay. See you later. We'll see you next week for bowling.
Peace. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, and we had the exclusive today on our show.
With Juanita.
Who knew? And that's how she found out. I used to smell his fingers.
We will be right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Ken Stephens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I'm
You know, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing. Testing!
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm just getting killed here on the instant feedback with the Juanita Jordan.
Really?
You know, listen, doing the voices is not my talent, okay?
And it wasn't the voice itself, it was the content.
Right. That's Mike's calling. All I'm getting on the instant feedback is Juanita Jordan sure did sound like Jesse Jackson.
Whatever.
What friggin' ever. Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Yes, hello, this is Jack Riley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to start with a moment of silence for Dave Thomas.
Oh, there, it's done. You know what? And I love this. Was it yesterday we did the bit about Dave Thomas?
Right.
Okay.
did you see some of the bios on him last night?
Yeah. And a friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name on the air, a friend of mine, Ted, I was on the telephone with him last night, and he said, hey, I heard the thing that you guys did about Dave Thomas, right? The guy listens to the show all the time.
Right.
And he said, boy, that was brutal. I said, brutal? I thought it was pretty funny. And he said, and I'm surprised that you would participate in that. I said, that I would participate? I said, participate is my idea. I said, I found out Dave Thomas was dead. I said to Mike, you do that voice. Let's do the Hotline to Heaven
thing. Yeah, we've been doing that for years.
And he said, well, first off, Dave Thomas was adopted. And I said, yeah. And he said, you were adopted. I said, yeah. Then he said, and Dave Thomas died of a kidney problem. I said, yeah. He said, you have a kidney problem. I said, yeah. He said, pretty heartless. Oh, it's another Lisa. Don't worry about coming in and just talking. Just talking. I mean, even though he didn't key the mics, we could absolutely hear you in the background.
You guys having a nice conversation.
Really? She was really quiet.
No, I swear to God, we could hear you.
Yeah, it was coming over the
very
microphone.
Very sorry, because that's how we normally do it. I had no favor. She just brought up a very great point, though, about the couple behind us last night when the guy said, at wrestling, did you hear about Dave Thomas? She said, who? The guy from Wendy's, he's dead. And she said, and we quote, serves him right. He took away the chicken pita.
There's your cold-hearted.
So anyway, this guy, Ted, who is a buddy of mine, it's like busting my balls last night. I said, hey, listen, just because the guy was adopted and I was adopted.
That's weird.
And just because he died of some kidney problem and I only have one kidney, what? I'm not allowed to make fun of the fact that the guy used to do commercials where, frankly, we used to wonder about his sexuality.
It was a joke?
I know. Come on, it's a joke.
I know it was a joke. People are offended by everything.
I suppose. Anybody that I know in real life, never call me about the show.
And you know what? When you're making fun of rich guys, it's okay. Yeah.
Just never call me about the show. Call me about anything else. But don't ever call me at home about the show. Please.
It's pretty intense.
And I didn't have the balls to tell him that last night, but I'm telling him right now, Ted, hey, Teddy, don't call me anymore.
My cousin called you?
No.
Okay.
No, not Teddy.
All right.
Hello.
He's always ready.
I just have one comment.
Yes.
This is Jack Riley again, calling from Craig Wilson's office. Craig Wilson does have one complaint he'd like to protrude to you.
Yeah. What?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
And that's not your real name, is it?
No, it's of course it's not.
They're too thick.
Whatever.
What?
This dumbass is just all he's doing is trying to get that name on.
He's doing a bit, some kind of a.
All right. See you later.
Get out of here.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris in Virginia, Centerville.
Hi, Chris.
Have you guys heard anything to the effect about Michael Jackson being named Artist of the Century for the American Music Awards tonight?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you know, there is a ridiculous, a goddamn ridiculous war that's brewing.
Yes.
That the Grammys are on in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And Artist of the Century. Thing.
The yeah. people.
Which century?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, granted, nothing good's come out in the 21st century so far, but I'm sure something's got to be better than him.
The deal is that
Dick Clark is in charge of the American Music Awards.
Yeah.
So Dick Clark says, I want Michael Jackson to be on the American Music Awards.
Right.
The Grammy people said, if you want Michael Jackson, he can go on your show, but we're not going to let him come on the Grammys then.
Oh, wow.
So the way that Dick Clark, the way I understand it, the way that he's getting around this is that he's getting this bull-ass Lifetime Achievement Award, but he's not appearing live. It's a taped acceptance speech and special video that he's made.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
God.
And for him to get on award shows now, Michael Jackson has to get these special bull-ass awards.
Of course. Now, Dick Clark, and the American Music Awards is just another one of those contrived award shows.
Absolutely, the first one. It was Dick Clark's idea. And as a final nail in the coffin, CBS, who airs the Grammys in 2 weeks, is putting on opposite the AMAs tonight a rerun of that Michael Jackson special that was on like a month ago. So they say, if you want to see Michael perform, tune to CBS.
Too much, Michael.
I give a rat's ass about Michael Jackson.
And you're going to see the special that we didn't air. Michael sings with Britney Spears.
Oh,
yeah. So tonight, you know, Christ, your choices of TV are really limited because you're going to have Michael Jackson on two channels.
Well, you can watch the Learning Channel like I did last night, where the Learning Channel is just, I would like to take my hat off to the Learning Channel that is just turbocharging their programming with police car chases, death-defying people falling off of buildings. Very, very exciting.
Oh, you know what the Learning Channel has, you know what they really have, that they, and what is there to possibly learn from the car chases?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing learning about watching a guy in a car. Well, you might just learn how to handle the cops when they finally catch you.
Their niche seems to be they exclusively run European car chases.
Yes.
And they love showing stuff like people. I was watching the Learning Channel a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And they did an entire 15-minute segment on one of these shows about people who drive when the railroad crossing signs are coming down.
Right.
People who drive through them anyway and get hit by speeding trains.
Absolutely incredible stuff. The stuff that's over in Europe many times is a lot more graphic, too. And the thing, some of the network programs, remember Fox ran those shows, the America's Scariest Police Chases and shows like this. The Learning Channel seems to have a lot more material where they don't pull any punches. Well, they'll come on and say, at the conclusion of this, the driver was killed.
Yeah, and
he was shot by the police.
And you're right, on Fox, the ending was always happy.
Right.
The ending was always, and fortunately, no one was hurt.
Yeah.
And now this bad guy is learning how to put his foot on the accelerator in the local prison.
You know, what I don't understand about that is you see these guys going 150 miles per hour, endangering the lives of thousands of people, and then at the end of the Fox show, they would always seem to avoid the stories where the guy buys the farm. And it was very, very strange because it's like, okay, you get on there and miraculously no one was hurt.
You are absolutely right about that on the Learning Channel. And first off, what is a show like that doing on the Learning Channel?
Physics. Learning how to drive fast.
I guess so.
And they show guys that are diving off of cliffs with parachutes. Learning, it was very, very cool.
Learning how to generate.
But they showed one guy. But the best of all was a motorcycle jumper that jumped his. It wasn't a motorcycle. It was one of those ATVs, those four-wheel jobs. And he's going up on, and he's going to jump over a riverboat onto the other bank of the river. And he catches the end of the riverboat. And this guy is just turned into a man of broken bones. I don't know how he lived through it, but he did live through it. It was incredible.
Fortunately. Oh, that's too bad.
And they show the guy, it's like, I'll do it again.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. All right. I just wanted to ask Mike a question. I don't know if you happen to see afterwards the David Blaine special on the Magic.
I'm not a big fan of David Blaine. I don't know why. What I don't like about David Blaine is his whole, kind of dead eyes, hey, how you doing?
Is that the guy that was frozen in ice?
I think David Blaine is, it's kind of
big. I didn't like the ice thing, and I happened to see his show after the ice thing about, like, the magic that he does.
Right.
And I just wanted to find out about the levitation thing, but I did see the stunts before about it. Did you see the one, the ATV that jumped over the airplane that went through?
Yeah, that was his successful stunt where the guy, in an effort to kill himself, he jumps an ATV over two banks of cars, and in between, a plane flies, and they time it at the same time, where a plane flies underneath him, and he jumps over a plane and two banks of cars.
God. That is cool.
It was a very cool
stunt. That is cool.
I mean, the Learning Channel.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. What?
No, I just wanted to say I can't believe I was watching the Learning Channel for the first time in about 2 years, and I actually heard somebody that actually did as well. I just thought
that was
funny.
Well, the Learning Channel, it will give you lots of great stuff, like when you want to see an open-heart surgery or something like that, and they'll go in there and show you. You don't get that same stuff on network television.
Oh, you know what else?
Same, get the same things.
Really, no lie, the Learning Channel is good for now.
What?
Seeing women's jugs, because they love, the big thing is, they've got a mammogram show where they show women smashing their boobs into the machines.
Yeah, which, the way I've heard it, it can be a very painful little endeavor.
Yeah, but you get to see the women take their tops off before they do it, and you see them get, and then they got another show at the Learning Channel, I'm not kidding you, about giving yourself a self-examination.
Oh, really?
For breast cancer.
Mm.
And it's just girls, regular girls, feeling their boobs.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, it's just regularly sick, cheap porn is what you're saying.
Yeah. it's the Learning Channel.
Good job. I love the Learning Channel.
All right, thank you, my
friend. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Oh, and listen, I got an update for you on the slap-off that we do have contestants over 21 who will be joining us tomorrow in
very
the studio.
Good. Very good.
For the slap-off. And Glenn the janitor keeps calling.
Yeah, of course he does.
Stop it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
I don't know much, okay? Do I have a double chin?
Is this the guy with the Jiminy Glick sampler?
Look at us! Look at us!
Hi, Jiminy. How you doing?
What was it I wanted to talk about? Something else I wanted to... Was it the Olympics?
I don't know. Was it the Olympics? What did you want to talk about, Jiminy?
Sampler.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hard to understand it.
We can't hear that. Sorry.
Too muffled.
Nice try. Call back, though. Good concept.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. First time caller.
Thank you.
Just wanted to tell you, I don't know if you caught it, about 2 months back, they had a boob show on MTV with two girls from beginning to end got breast enlargement.
On MTV, did they show the boobs?
Totally. They showed the laser, you know, the scalpel cutting the nipple out, everything.
But they didn't show, like, the finished product, right?
Sure they did.
They did.
Wow.
They did. Hey, there's a lady on E! That I think is the hottest woman on television right now.
Not that Jules.
No, she's Brooke.
Asner.
Brooke Burke, I think is her name, and she does she goes around to all the different clubs and stuff like that, and she's a bikini model. Wild on E.
Wild on E. Hold
Wild on E. Have you
Johnny's
seen her?
Got the name Brooke Burke.
Brooke Burke. Oh, man.
You gotta be the only guy in the world that watches E! Exclamation television.
You would love,
yeah,
you would,
Wild on is like softcore stuff, though.
Would linger
is
on
it really?
It.
Have you ever seen Wild on E?
No.
It's, you know, you watch this, and they go into different clubs, and then the next shot is Jenna Jameson with a photo shoot on the beach.
Wow.
Where they pixelate the boob, of course,
right.
But you see them all in different clubs, and what they're doing is they get in these hot outfits, and they go around, and they drink shooters and stuff like that.
Oh, you know what? That made me think, when you're talking about boobs, the where's the Playboy that we were looking at the other day that had whose daughter on it? Michelle Pfeiffer's daughter?
Not her daughter. I think it's her sister.
Her sister? Do we have that Playboy?
It's her slutty sister.
I can go check. I don't know.
Because
the bad Pfeiffer.
Somebody told me that our girl Shiloh's in there.
That's what I hear. In that Playboy?
That Shiloh is in that Playboy.
Where did we see? Were we looking at it in the office?
I don't know. But
or was it last week that we were looking at it?
No, but you and I were both looking at the cover together.
Yeah, and it was her smoking a cigarette. Do we have that, Rob?
You got it, Rob?
We have that at Don and Mike Broadcast Center South.
Oh, you got that at JFK?
Yeah.
Well, we should go out today and buy the Playboy just to check out.
Not like
out.
You can't get a magazine in about 5 minutes around here.
Just to check out Shiloh.
Unless.
To see what's happening with her. How her photo shoot turned out for the
You've
real
never
Playboy.
Seen Brooke Burke?
Never seen her, no.
Oh.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Saucy brunette.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I saw a breast reduction surgery done a few months ago, you know, on TV. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. They pull out all this meat. It looks like something in the deli counter. Then they stitch it back up. They stitch it back up like it was a turkey. It looks disgusting.
Yeah. All right. But do they show the before and after?
Yeah, they did.
So I can show Donna a picture of her.
If they show the before and after... Well, then it's worth it.
But I think they show it's kind of in a surgical way. They really don't show the after as the woman's just standing there.
They're finding her over here for me on E.com.
Okay.
Let's see. Who's this? Adam? Don and Mike Show. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
Have you ever guys watched the TLC where they have the women giving birth in the bathtubs? It's like watching harpooning a whale and then the blood just flows right out.
Oh.
I've never seen that.
And MTV does the breast reduction thing where it's just horrendous. It's like Freddy Krueger just stuck his hand on a breast. That's it.
Okay, hold on. Thank you, my friend.
Brooke is saucy.
I'm looking at it right now. Scroll down there, Robbie.
Should do you have the same?
Yeah, where it says hearts and kisses.
No, you look. Take a look at this one. Show the website. This is BrookeBurke.com. If I can turn it around for you, there. That's her website.
Yeah, I do her.
Sure, you would.
I do her.
Hi, Brooke.
I do her. Yeah, but she was in Playboy.
Looks like a naughty girl.
She is a naughty girl, Johnny. She was in Playboy.
I
who
like
put that up there? John or Elisa put that up there? She was in Playboy. This girl was.
Brooke Burke.
Johnny, she was in Playboy?
Brooke Burke was in Playboy a few months ago.
Does she show everything, top and bottom?
So. I may even have it.
Like she's got a calendar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mike, you're right. She's pretty hot.
And she's great on the show.
Hello, Don, on my show. Rob just went to my favorite, though, on Eon. Steve Kometko. Where's the nude pictures of him?
Oh, man.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Oh, anyway.
What?
Hey, Buzz just brought up another picture of her. Don would like that picture, too.
Let me see that one.
The password is plump. In a good way.
She got the tiggle bitties.
Yes, she does.
And you know the sad thing, Mike?
Yeah.
You couldn't do anything about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you're nice looking pictures of a new lady you haven't seen yet. You do that to me.
Hello.
Neighbor.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, man.
I want to talk about Brooke Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's something else, let me tell you.
She is.
Okay. She is definitely far above average. She's like a better version of Alyssa Milano.
I am going to have to do some research.
Got a good site. Go to Google, type Brooke Burke nude, and they got some great Playboy shots from it in there.
Rob, go to Google right now, google.com.
Buzz.
You got it.
All right, we got a race going here now with two different computers. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right, we'll be able to see this chick naked. That's nice. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What are we searching?
What's her name, Mike?
Google Brooke Burke dot Brooke Burke nude.
Hello.
Listen to me stammering all
was
over
it
myself.
Nude or naked?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Buzz already found it.
Oh, God. Buzz, turn it around. Let me see. Let me see.
My God. I love that picture.
God. Oh. Yeah. Two words.
Yeah.
Fitty talk.
Oh, my.
Oh, and I love to fitty suck her.
But wait, there's more. Pick another one, Mike.
Right, that one. Click on the next one.
All right. And there you go.
They turn it. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Seriously.
Imagine. Boy, Mike.
Is that strong?
That's very strong.
Do we sound like pervs or what?
I agree. She's one hot POA.
Wow.
Those must be the pictures from Playboy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
That's nice.
They've got that Playboy glow. Oh, there are more. My God, they're all over the place.
Let's see another one, Buzz. Hurry, because we got to go to break. Let me see one more.
We can look at these during the break.
Turn around.
Go back to that one, that stand-up picture.
Mm.
Right, yeah. Another one. Yeah. And back.
Nice tease.
Which one? This one here? that one. You got it. All right. Here we go.
That's a good one. That's a standing-up one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just, wow.
Yeah.
Are those real or fake?
I don't care.
Those boobs.
I think they're fake. You think they're real?
Yeah.
No, look at the nipples on the side. They're fake.
Yeah.
Why they draped them this one here?
I believe they're enhanced. It's a good job. Nicely done.
Doesn't matter. That's nice. That's nice. Do you think you'd be able to... I don't want to be gay on the... Would you be able to complete to that?
No.
You couldn't complete to that?
Probably not.
Not to that picture?
Probably not.
What if there was like a whole bunch of pictures like that?
Maybe. Moving pictures.
Oh, they have to move?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Buzz, you find another one?
Yeah. All kinds of great.
Are you glad I brought this up? Yeah. Brooke Burke.
She's on E, hot on E. While on E, Rob, is that what it's called?
Wow. I'm going to have to find out about this girl. I'm going to do some research on her. All right, thank you. Because I can do the kind of research you can't do.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll do the research and let you know.
Yeah, please do.
Hello, Donna Mike's show.
Have her on the show.
No, I mean, I'll do the research. I'll do the...
Thanks for sharing.
That's the research I'll do.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I got a computer at home.
I know you do.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Listen, I was listening to Juanita Jackson there a little while ago.
Yes.
I think this Michael Jackson divorce is going to wind up like the Jim Palmer divorce.
You mean Michael Jordan, you mean?
Yeah, Jordan.
Okay.
I think Michael's going to get to keep all his rings and trophies,
Yes?
Juanita's coming away with his balls.
With his balls, all right.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble concentrating.
Buzz, turn that off now.
Well, let's turn that one off. Last picture. You and that one. You want to see that one again?
Yeah, all right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hold on a second. I'm looking at another picture of this girl.
Yeah, side view.
She's a dirty little whore. She is.
God love her.
She's on. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Just want to say go Packers.
All right, right. Go Packers, right. Go Packers.
Go Pack, go.
Big game for the Pack this weekend against San Francisco. Now let's go to Buzzin' News.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And, Buzz, what's the lead story today?
Today, how acne medicine may have turned a good kid into a suicide pilot.
Oh, you mean that dork in Tampa Bay?
Acne medicine.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Brooke Burke.
Brooke Burke.
I remember that. That was very...
Burke-esimal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's the national number. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, ready for news and comments now with our friend Buzz, brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Sorry about the mix-up with the slap-off today. All of the guys who showed up, we want to thank Louise and Ralph. And Bob, and no lie, the guy's name was Butch.
Butch.
Four guys are showing up, all of them under 21.
Okay, Mr. Butch.
You got to be 21 to do the thing, the slap off.
Right.
So we're going to try to relaunch that tomorrow.
Right.
And I don't know, Glenn the janitor still might show up tomorrow. And I wouldn't mind tying him in a chair still.
Yes, and putting him in the elevator.
And letting John slap him, then putting him in the elevator.
I like that idea.
That's on tomorrow's episode. Plus, tomorrow we'll have the tape for you of us playing bowling. Why do I always say that?
Playing bowling?
Our bowling match tonight.
Well, it's like when I said, Rob, what to wrestling? Did you go to the game last night?
The Don and Mike Gunner Balls are a semi-professional bowling team tonight. We're going to be playing in Bedford, New York at the Bedford Fire Department.
We may not bowl well, but we will look good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe in the basement of the firehouse. No spectators, please, since it's a real fire station.
It's a shame, since we're debuting our brand new shirts.
We will have a tape of that for you on tomorrow's episode. Also, tomorrow, Scott Farrell from The Morning Show will get to meet his girlfriend, Lisa Herndon.
Very good.
That is on tomorrow's episode. Friday, we're giving away a trip for two to New Orleans.
Wow.
To see the WWF Royal Rumble. Sunday, January 21st, in demand. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order. That is a great prize. Who doesn't want to go to New Orleans? Wake up in the morning and smell the urine everywhere.
Amen.
We do love New Orleans, and it's a good WWF trip. That's Friday. We are giving that away. Also, tomorrow, with the slap-off, we're giving away Sony DVD players so you can watch your favorite sci-fi adventure thrillers, courtesy of Circuit City, on tomorrow's episode. Now, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it turns out the kid who crashed into a Florida skyscraper was taking a controversial medication.
Paxil?
Accutane. Accutane, used to treat severe acne. But the government says 147 people who've taken the drug either attempted or committed suicide over an 18-year period. Those who knew him say 15-year-old Charles Bishop of Tampa was not the kind of kid who would do what he ultimately did.
Man, acne medication.
Accutane.
Oh, and listen, it has nothing to do with acne, but I want to mention we do have the new February issue of Playboy.
Right.
And longtime friend of the Don and Mike Show, and she had some of her Playboy photos taken here in our studios.
Right.
Our friend Shiloh McCormick is on page, ironically, 69.
Really?
So proud of her. Page 69er. She is lower left-hand corner, and she looks so good.
She looks hot. Congratulations, Shiloh.
An entire article about Playboy's cyber girl that says browser. We hardly knew her. And there's our girl, Shiloh, who you've heard for years on the show.
Wonderful.
Finally in Playboy on page 69. And that's the new edition that has Dee Dee Pfeiffer. The other Pfeiffer girl gets
the naughty Pfeiffer.
And restless. Let me see what she looks like real fast.
Curious.
She wouldn't be the centerfold, would she?
No. She's the younger sister of Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it real
not
fast.
Not older?
No, I don't think she is. She does look older, though. She looks a little long in the tooth.
Hard years, I think.
Hold on a second. The cyber girl sex. And is this the playmate here? Or is that Dee Dee Pfeiffer? No, this frost-free Anka. This February is a heartwarming gift from the Ukraine.
Sure is.
Okay, so
really?
That must mean that, you know, I'm the worst at this. Where the hell? Here we go. Here's Dee Dee Pfeiffer.
Dee Dee Pfeiffer.
There she is.
60-year-old Dee Dee Pfeiffer.
She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. Bad girl.
She's pretty good.
Are those real or fake?
I think they're fake. Yeah. They got to be fake.
Yeah.
They got to be 100% fake.
Wish they wouldn't do that.
Hello, Glenn.
Don and Mike.
Hello, Glenn.
It is I.
You know, I want to just say that I think not since the days of Lewis the Retard have we had someone appear infrequently on the show as hated by our listeners as this guy appears to be hated by our listeners.
I know. I heard some of the calls today. The guy was, like, calling me, an inflammatory statement. Is that how you say it?
People do not like you.
I'm freaking real.
All right, listen. Are you going to be tied to the chair tomorrow and be slapped by John?
Yeah, but I thought I heard something about an elevator. When is that coming?
That is how we're going to get you out of here. Then what we're going to do is leave you tied to the chair.
We're going to put you in an elevator tied to a chair until somebody frees you, and then you're free to go.
Not nude, though, right?
No, not.
No, we don't want to see
God,
you.
Thank God, because I'm part Irish.
We don't want to see you in any state of undress.
Not nude. All right, you can come by tomorrow if you wanted to be strapped in the chair and slapped.
Thank you, radio gods.
Goodbye.
That'll be fun.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Come on, it will be fun to watch him get slapped. It'll be more fun then.
I think it'll be fun to put him on the elevator.
Yeah. Put him on the elevator strapped in a chair.
Very good.
It'll duct tape. Be a chair with wheels.
Duct taped and tied.
Yeah, we'll duct tape his hands.
It could be a chair just like this one right here.
Yeah, with wheels on it because we're going to wheel him out.
And we can do all that live on the air.
Sure.
Wheel him right out to the elevator.
That's right. Then it'll go bye-bye.
And I just saw John cracking his knuckles.
There you go.
Send him down to the bottom floor. Yeah, and John is going to get to work on him for 10 minutes tomorrow.
It'll be wonderful.
Slapping his face. Glenn the janitor, the most hated person on the Don and Mike show right now. He's not on the show. He's just a caller to the show.
Amen.
Buzz.
Yes.
Hi there.
One of the 9/11 terrorists was stopped for speeding in Maryland just 2 days before his hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. He was doing 90 in a 65. But because his papers were apparently in order and because he gave the officer no trouble, the Maryland trooper let him go with just a ticket. The ticket was later found in the glove box of Ziad Jarrah's 2001 Mitsubishi parked at Newark International Airport. In Virginia,
How can that be? I thought when you're going that fast that they have to take you to the hoosegow immediately.
That's what I thought as well. I've never gone that fast and been stopped, so I don't know. But you're 90 and a 65.
I think if you're 30 over the speed limit.
I've gone 75 and a 55.
That's only 25.
75 and a 55 is only 20 over the speed limit.
Yeah, that's as fast as I've been clocked. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're supposed to lock you up for 90
I thought so.
90 is booking. I mean, what's the guy doing?
Well, 90 and a 65 is only 25, though.
Well, isn't it over? If you're over 20, I think that's reckless. I know. What do you mean? I know that's reckless. Yeah. Reckless, and I think it is in Maryland, too. They're supposed to bring you in.
They should have taped him up and put him in an elevator.
No, but you know what? They can give you a summons for reckless and let you go on your way.
Hold on a second. John, hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi.
I want to know if you could have listeners come down and slap Glenn the janitor. Like maybe collect money for charity, because I would gladly pay $50 to smack that guy across the face.
Absolutely.
And I also have a spy report for Buzz Burbank.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, go ahead.
Burger King died, but thank God they have Carrot Top doing the commercial.
It's that guy.
It's the burping guy.
He always has a subject to get us hooked, my friend.
Right, the belcher, burper.
In Virginia, another 9/11 hijacker got a speeding ticket August 1st just a few miles from the Pentagon, which was his plane crash target 6 weeks later. He paid his $100 ticket by mail.
So we could have had all these guys, right?
We didn't know.
Really,
in fairness to the cops
right,
that do this, you can't bust the balls of the cops that are doing what they would do with a million other people.
How could they have known that?
Right. Osama bin Laden's terror machine is much weaker today, according to the Pentagon. U.S. defense officials say that two senior al-Qaeda leaders have been captured and that two others have been killed in Afghanistan. The prisoners include the Taliban defense minister, the Taliban ambassador to Pakistan, and also the justice minister who kept Afghan women from working and going to school.
Oh, no, he's not all bad there.
The dead include a man who plotted to attack the Los Angeles airport at the new millennium, a plot that was never carried out.
You know, I'd just like to say again for the record, that's not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like about keeping your women down.
So never. Your wife's not listening, obviously.
Oh, you could tell? I think, well, as a matter of fact, right now, she's in her art class.
Art class.
So I can feel free to say that's a fantastic, that's one good thing about the Al-Qaeda.
He knows the schedule.
Keep the women down.
Michael Jordan's marriage began and ended with legal papers. Rita, what a lovely burka. He married Juanita in Vegas after she filed a paternity suit. Now, as you've probably heard, she's hit him with divorce papers after 12 years. And in the final 4 years of that marriage, she had him tailed by a private eye, according to the New York Post. The paper says the PI followed Jordan from Chicago to Florida and back, spotting him in public with at least 6 different women. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, I was the private eye.
Oh, you were the private eye who followed Michael Jordan.
I tailed Michael. No, I'm just kidding.
Ah.
I just wanted to say hi, Buzz.
Well, it's always good to say hi to you.
That's right.
Dennis.
Buzz, hold on a second. I believe we have Juanita Jordan back on the phone here.
Don't count on it, Mike.
Okay, we're going
to try to dial it myself.
We're going to see if we can get Juanita Jordan on the phone.
Go ahead with your story. I'll continue the story until she gets through. The paper says the PI followed and spotted him in public with at least 6 different women. Juanita has reportedly said enough already. Jordan will not talk, of course.
Now, if you remember earlier on the show, we had an exclusive interview with Juanita Jordan.
Yes,
and I believe now that through the magic of the telephone, we have Juanita Jordan again. Mrs.
Very
Jordan,
angry.
It's the Don and Mike show once again. We have Buzz Burbank's news here. How are you, Juanita? Good to...
Hi, Juanita.
Hello.
No, Rob, again, we screwed it up again. Look at it. I got both...
Oh, I know what to do. Hold on.
I got both faders up.
Now try it.
Hey, here you go.
No?
There we are.
Yeah.
Mrs. Jordan, so nice to have you on the show again.
I would just like to say, F everybody who said I sound like Jesse Jackson.
Okay, very good, Juanita.
I could not do a Jesse Jackson in person. If my life depended on it.
Mrs. Jordan, we have Buzz Burbank, our newsman here. He's a hard newsman. He might have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Hi, Juanita. Now, do I understand you're going after all of Michael Jordan's fortune? The entire $398 million?
All the monies, all the dollars.
And you want the mansion?
I want the mansion.
And the kids?
And the kids.
Juanita, Michael O'Mara here again.
Hello, darling.
I was wondering if your offer of a few moments ago still stands.
For you?
Yeah,
baby.
Thank you.
You want to come over, take a bath, and some of Michael's dollars?
I do. I want to come over and swim in those $1,000 bills.
How could people possibly be sending instant feedback saying that this sounds like Jesse Jackson?
I don't know, but Juanita, I just should let you know one thing before I come over.
What's that, baby?
I have trouble completing.
So did Michael.
Oh, wow. We did.
Wow.
Oh, that makes me feel a lot better, a great athlete like that.
How's Abe?
Took some doing.
Look like a pixie stick.
You're busy dusting now.
I gotta get a dust rag in here. It's like shooting off a cannon.
Oh man!
And all this dust come out.
Looks like somebody had a pillow fight.
What, you got some kind of spa candles in here on me or something?
Just a lucky guess. Juanita Jordan, like
so. Juanita Jordan. Thank you, Juanita.
You're welcome, baby.
Goodbye, baby.
Thanks for calling.
I'll see you later.
I'll be over later.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
There was nobody. It was just those white boys.
Wait, she's still on the phone here.
There was nobody. Oh, Abe. Oh, now, Abe, look at that. Oh, now, listen. How am I going to clean up that mess? Look at that. You pooped your pants again.
Oh, no.
Oh, you went number 2.
That's a shame. She's talking to Abe Pullen.
You go number 2 in your pants.
She seems to have messed himself.
Come here, Abe. Let me wipe you up.
Oh, dear. She's a good woman.
Let mommy clean that up.
Like the house.
Look at that's my boy. Look at that. You went poopy in your pants.
Oh, dear. She's so sweet.
Very nurturing.
Look at that, though.
Very motherly.
Somebody's getting around. Oh, no.
Oh,
somebody's getting around.
It's a bumpkin.
You like it? You lie when mommy wipe you.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, dear.
Do you like that when mommy clean up your mess?
She's going to need the dustbuster again.
Oh, that turned you on.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. That turned you on.
That's my boy. That's my boy, Honest Abe.
Boy, she's a little kinky.
It's like Elvis.
Yeah, baby. Oh, look. Oh, now. Oh, honey.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey.
Oh, no. Oh, it sounds like they might be having sex.
Baby.
That's pretty disgusting.
Give it to me, Abe.
Okay. Wow.
We better.
Hello?
Ah, yeah, Juanita, you've been on the phone the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're having sex with Abe after you wiped him.
They heard everything.
Oh, no.
You might want to hang up, Juanita. There you go.
There we go.
Good girl.
There it is.
I mean, Buzz?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, Juanita. Yes, Don.
We must break.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
And can I tell you one other thing? The movie theater there in front of the Cinerama won't let them use their bathroom.
Oh, bummer.
That stinks. I mean, that's terrible. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's an outrage.
It is. Let's jump on this car.
That's right.
Well, that one didn't requeue. Where's the requeue on number two there, where they say goodbye to us again? Oh, brother. Here we go.
Where aren't they?
877-365-3636. Be call 100 right now for a prize package. Here we go.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
There you go.
Beware. They may be spotting Don and Mike.
That's our boys on the Today Show this morning.
Way to go, fellas.
Those doofuses in front of the movie theater waiting for Star Wars.
Yeah.
There you go. They said hello and goodbye to us, and we thank them. Goodbye. Treat them nice if you're listening in Seattle on the Buzz. 100.3 FM was 100.3, 100.7, 100.7 FM. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Andrew Cuomo, who hopes to follow in his dad's footsteps and become governor of New York, has changed his mind about hustler publisher Larry Flynt.
KQBZ 100.7 FM Seattle.
There you go. At first, Cuomo had agreed to let Flynt help him stage a fundraiser. Now he's decided against that.
I think he's a big pussy.
The Hustler magazine publisher.
Can I say that word?
I think so.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to say he doesn't have any courage.
If you've ever heard Larry Flynt talk, that is a very accurate impression. Yep. I mean, the Woody Harrelson thing in the movie was totally not believable with the speech pattern.
No, he just doesn't understand what I'm doing.
That's what he said. The Hustler publisher was co-sponsoring a $2,500 a person fundraiser in Beverly Hills tomorrow. Now Flint's been told he won't be a co-sponsor after all.
See if I ever shine a pen light on his duke. There you go.
A former contestant on TV's Big Brother, the one who pulled a knife on another contestant,
right,
has now been arrested for assaulting his girlfriend.
There you go, of course.
Justin Siebeck of Bayonne, New Jersey, was picked up by police on Monday after they found his girlfriend with a broken ankle and choke marks on her neck.
Just wouldn't listen.
The 27-year-old Siebeck says the whole thing is just a misunderstanding. He says she fell while hitting him after he broke up with her. That didn't explain the choke marks.
She fell.
When Justin was pulled off the show last summer, a CBS executive said he didn't think the contestant being threatened by Justin was ever any real danger.
Yeah. Oh, he's the guy who went in the in the private room and said to her, they were in the kitchen.
Right.
And he had a knife and he said, I could slit your throat with this.
Yes, yeah, right, exactly.
Right,
yes.
That guy, okay.
Very strange. Very spooky. The FCC has decided not to go after the radio stations that played Eminem's The Real Slim Shady. The FCC was fining a Colorado station for playing an edited version of the recording. At first, the FCC said the words in the radio version were, and I quote, unmistakable offensive sexual references intended to pander and shock. Now, the FCC says the words are, quoting again, not expressed in terms sufficiently explicit or graphic enough to be found patently offensive and do not appear to be used to titillate or shock.
If the Colorado fine had stood, then the FCC would have had to have gone after other stations that also played the song.
I agree with their decision.
The new FCC commissioner, who's the son of Colin Powell, didn't want that headache.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And the guy who reminds us of a woman is...
Why are you sucking up to the FCC?
Why not?
They hate us.
Why not?
It's good to make friends.
Yeah.
A guy who reminds us of a woman is dissing a woman who...
Hey, your dad's name reminds me of rectum.
Okay, that's it. Well, all my good work is done. That's it.
Talking to the son of Colin Powell.
All my good work. Just in just one blink of an eye.
Your dad's name is like a butthole.
Oh, dear.
Good night. A guy who reminds us of a woman is dissing a woman who reminds us of a man. Fashion critic Mr. Blackwell has named Weakest Link host Ann Robinson as this year's worst-dressed woman.
Good call, Mr. Blackwell.
In his 42nd annual list, Blackwell said Robinson, quote, looks like Harry Potter in drag.
He hates the scantily clad women, though. I agree with the Ann Robinson, but I do not agree with Britney Spears or Destiny's Child.
Isn't Mr. Blackwell a big homo anyway?
Oh, absolutely. He's had a lifelong partner for many, many years. Same guy.
Why are we having this guy tell us who's the best-dressed women or the worst-dressed women?
Tradition!
No, his fashion.
Okay.
In sports, NFL sources tell the Washington Post that Bobby Bethard would take the job as the Redskins' general manager only if Marty Schottenheimer is out as coach. The Skins have talked with Bethard, but are also waiting to see what former Florida coach Steve Spurrier would be interested in as far as being the new coach.
Predicted here.
The Skins are also sizing up their chances of hiring Niners coach Steve Mariucci.
Not a chance. The deal is it'll be Bobby Bethard, Steve Spurrier together.
Then why haven't they fired Marty already?
Because they've not finalized the deal with Spurrier yet. Because Spurrier is using Snyder as a leverage.
I see.
Finally, a VCR even Flanders could love. An Arkansas company called Principal Solutions out with a new line of VCRs and DVD players that bleep out offensive language to protect the ears of children and even adults who are easily offended. At this year's Winter Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, companies like Sanyo and Fisher introducing VCRs and DVD players that do this very thing. The machines blank out the offensive word and the entire sentence in which it appears and replace that with a caption at the bottom of the screen. Doesn't always make sense. The phrase, for example, S or get off the pot was replaced by the word crud. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That sucks on ice.
No.
Okay.
No. Crud. Oh, crud.
That's it. We gotta go.
Crud heads.
God, I hope that, you know, as much as I hate being deleted out on the show, I hope this company never replaces the dumb people with, like, a machine that would take out stuff. And
that would be frustrating.
God, that would be worse than the guy sitting on the dump button or the pixie.
Don't worry. Closed captioning doesn't work on radio.
Listen tomorrow on the show. Oh, so much happening. Lisa and her new boyfriend will have the recap of the bowling. We're taping the weathermen tonight in D.C. to get their retractions on the ice storm that they didn't know it was coming.
Right.
We'll have the tape of the bowling. We're going to be effing with Glenn the janitor and taking pictures of him as we put him in the elevator tied to a chair. Also, the slap-off. All of that on tomorrow's episode. It's going to be a jam-packed show.
All right.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Yeah? Oh, hold on. Yeah. I just cut you off. Say it.
Damn it. I'm sorry. That's saying it.
That's my fault.
I wanted to say Crap will be at Sully's this weekend. I forgot to give you a card about that. It'll be at Sully's in Chantilly by 9:30 this Saturday night.
Hello.
Hello.
Say it.
I am caller 100.
Right. Hi. What's your name?
Kim.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
You have won the Blockbuster Game Pass. Head to your local participating Blockbuster store today to get your Blockbuster Game Pass and get you a free game rental a day for 30 days.
Cool. Thank you.
From Blockbuster. Thank you, honey. Thank you. If you want to buy it, it's $29.99 at Blockbuster.
$99.
That's it. We got to go. See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, neighbor.
Good day to you, neighbor.
Want to share a cab?
Sure.
Okay, Rob?
Juanita.
Hey, Rob, can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
Can you, baby?
Throw your hat in the air, please. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just
that's so nice.
Thank you, Juanita.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.